to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate it.
Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to HE double hockey stick just because they've, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to HE double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that some interesting people. Well, anyway, we've been dealing...
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Donovan.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Oops. Well, let me turn that off so you don't sound like Darth Vader. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Baldy.
This is Brian calling from Sacramento.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for quite a while now. Ever since you guys gave away the trip to L.A. with the 40-year-old nympho.
Yeah, you know, we had two trips going on. We had the young guy, the 20-year-old guy who went with the 60-year-old woman somewhere.
Right, and said he was going to take care of her.
They went to hedonism together, I think.
Yeah, said he was going to look out for us, exactly what he said.
Is that what happened? And then what was the other trip you gave away?
It was a nymphomaniac, a self-professed nymphomaniac.
That's right.
Who won a dream date. Hey, let me call our producer in. Charles Broyhill?
Yeah.
You know, I would like to know what happened on those days. Is that why you're calling, to find out what happened?
Exactly, because I remember I tried to get a hold of that. I tried to be the caller to win that, because I remember a bunch of married men were calling in.
Charles has had another very busy day avoiding gay people.
Really? Do you think Christine cut her hair? Because Charlie, you remember... About 2 weeks ago, Christine,
right,
our new phone gal,
mm-hmm,
her hair had been shoulder length, and we had to come into the phone screener's room, and she had it up like in rubber bands and stuff in the back of her head, holding her hair up, and it just turns out it was because Charles Broyhill instructed her to wear her hair that way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and have you checked out her new do now?
Yeah. She's got a Gidget do now.
A Hillary Clinton haircut.
It's very, very close, not really closely cropped, but it's... No.
Shorter than it was.
Very much shorter, yes. Very fashionable.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks good. Yeah, bueno arbusto to you, Christy. Just, not quite sure exactly why. Well, while we're waiting for Broyhill, let's call in Christine.
Christine,
that's a good idea.
Let's ask her about a new haircut.
That's a wonderful idea.
If it was influenced by Charlie Broyhill.
Absolutely.
I wonder if Charlie's approved it.
I just know that I hope against hope that it was not influenced by Charlie Broyhill. I certainly hope.
Here she is. Hello, Christine.
Hi.
Your new haircut?
Yes.
Looks good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, I think you've gotten pretty good reviews on it, haven't you?
Have I?
I mean, a lot of people, hasn't everybody said it looked good?
Some people don't even notice, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh come on, Christy.
I know.
Let me tell you something, Christy. Everybody notices.
Yeah. How many guys that work here have asked you out this week? What is today, Wednesday? How many have asked you out this week, Christy?
None.
Wow.
None this week.
So Charles Broyhill had nothing to do with you cutting your hair?
No, I just wanted to change.
You wanted to change?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Has he commented? Does your new haircut meet with his approval?
I don't know. He hasn't really commented on it.
Oh. He's not commented.
That I would find believable. That's Charlie. You know, just a grunt. I guess if he says nothing negative, that means it's a positive.
Yeah.
Does he eat food in front of you back there?
Yeah.
Does he eat with his hands or does he use utensils?
Well, Johnny's always eating fruit, so his hands.
Yes, and then it's rotting inside of him.
Yeah, let me ask you, does he break wind around you? Does he fart around you?
No.
He never has, yet?
Very nice.
I don't think so.
Oh, you'd know it. Oh, trust me, you would know it, Chris.
You would know. I'm surprised at that, because you guys have been working together for a long time.
He must still be trying to impress you on some level, then.
Yeah, if he's not doing that, you'll know that you're officially in the day he does that. Absolutely.
Oh, listen, come in here, you coward.
And make sure...
Charles Broyhill is typing me a message on the computer right now that says, I do fart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Look at the look on his face. That's the same look you have on your face when we play strip trivia.
Yeah.
I'm not interested, look.
Oh, no, I don't hold it back or anything. I just let him...
You crack me
I up. Let him have
oh,
it.
Oh, come on.
I do.
Your regular atomic farts?
Yes. I'm not going to just stop.
So Christine was just being polite, you think?
Well, maybe they haven't really smelled that bad since then, but I got a whole bag of fruit today. She's in for it.
All right, and her hair. What do you think of her hair? Christine's hair.
It's shorter.
That's no comment. So you have no comment?
No. It's
okay.
Shorter.
He's terrified.
Yeah, I know.
The boy is terrified. I understand. I understand.
Hey, well, hold on a second. Hold on. I wanted to ask you. There's a guy on the telephone here.
Okay.
Had some questions. What was your question, sir? Oh, I remember it.
Oh, yeah. You remember now?
Yeah, I remember. Whatever happened to the two couples that we sent out, the grandma and the 20-year-old that went to hedonism and the nymphomaniac and the guy from Sacramento who went to see Bobcat Goldthwait?
Haven't heard from any of them.
Really?
Wow. Really?
Probably.
Did they take the trips?
I haven't heard that either. We've been still trying to get in touch with the nympho to give her trip. We've had trouble contacting her.
Well, wasn't the trip scheduled like for the Bobcat show?
The Bobcat trip, yes.
That's the one the nympho went
right.
for.
Right. Yeah. We haven't been able to get in touch with her.
Well, has the window of opportunity
is
passed?
That show might be canceled by the time we give away the trip. Yeah.
It has passed?
It has not passed.
It has not passed.
No.
What about the grandma who went with the young guy to hedonism?
I'll call and check on them today.
Super.
Okay, good.
Thank
Super.
You.
Well, are you happy, sir?
Absolutely. But I also wanted to find out, I heard yesterday you're coming to Sacramento.
Yes, we are.
Oh. Could you give me some more information?
No, no, no. See, that I know about, but that's a big secret.
All right, well, I'll wait to find out.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you for your help. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you later. Well, good. Little Charles Broyhill, nervous energy in here. It kind of gave me a bit of a rush.
You can always tell when he's got that look on his face where he's feigning super seriousness, where he's just, you know, the mouth is turned down, and it's kind of the look that says... I could care less. I'm just going about my work.
Yeah, and I'm sure that he holds his farts in around Christine.
Of course.
I am absolutely positive he does.
Of course.
Right?
It's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think so.
Hello. Oops. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good afternoon, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Just calling in to be town crier.
Town crier. Hold on.
Town crier calling. Town crier calling.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Let me get out the table. Always handy. Town crier. Hear ye, hear ye.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
Yes, go ahead, town crier.
I heard the frog this morning on another radio show, and he was kind of spouting words about you guys.
Oh, cool. Larry King?
Yes, he was.
Oh. Really?
And he just brought it up on his own. That's what I found pretty amazing.
What was the show?
It was two butt buffers down in L.A.
It was who?
Two butt buffers down in L.A.
How'd you say their names?
Mark and Brian.
Boo.
Okay, so he was on the Mark and Brian show?
Yes. They brought him in. It was like towards the end of their show. He was going in to do an AM show, and they brought him in. And they were talking to him and asking him, well, would you ever be interested in coming back in here again? He goes, well, you know, I tried coming in with two guys who thought they were funny ones. And have you ever heard of them? Don and Mike. And they're like, oh, yeah, we know Don and Mike. He goes, yeah, they think they're funny. They play, they're really talented. They play half their show is just tapes. First half of the show is nothing but tapes.
Tapes of you, Larry.
Yeah. I started getting a little ticked back.
That is good. That means we're getting under his skin. I like that a lot.
Yeah. You know, he still hangs on to that that day before the heart attack. That's like... Yeah. A 10-minute walk-on that he did on our show like 12 years ago.
Made an impression on him. Made an impression. Well, you know, the following day in a heart attack.
Well, you know what makes an impression on him is that he can move out to L.A. and try to be L.A. Lay King.
Right.
But he's still got an apartment here in D.C. And, you know, all of his friends live in D.C.
Right. Of course.
And, you know, every time we play those tapes of him falling asleep.
Or breaking wind.
It gets back to him. The best one, the Cooperstown. Down to Cooperstown, New York.
That is the granddaddy. Yeah, that's all we do, Larry. We do. That's all we do, Larry. We play tapes of you.
So what did he say about us that was bad?
Just pretty much. He said you're no talent.
Did he say that?
On your tapes. He came in, took over your show, and then after that, that you guys hated him for taking over the show, and that's when you started the war with him. And it's not the way I heard it.
Oh boy.
He still does go back to that moment, though. Yeah. But what was the turning point with Larry? What was that? I don't even remember.
We were friends with him for a long time. As a matter of fact,
I don't even remember what the turning point. It wasn't after he did our show. We loved the fact that he did our show.
He actually hosted a roast for us many years after that.
After that?
It was when we started talking about his daughter.
Yeah.
That was the beginning of the end.
I did it. That's correct. He turned on us.
That's right.
That's right. And then it sort of got more and more as the years passed. Because, let's face it, he's a fun guy to be on the bad side of.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's much better to be on the bad side of Larry than to be a friend of Larry.
And you got
to
remember, when it comes, we got hatred for two celebrities that has been long seated before it became popular.
Right.
We were on Larry King long before it was popular, and same with Kathy C. Gifford, who had her precocious children on TV today.
Oh, my God.
Those poor kids. You want to guarantee that your kid grows up to be a drug addict or a prostitute or a lowlife?
Sniper.
You dress Cody, who looks to me to be a very cute kid.
Very cute, very good-looking young kid. He looks like his father. He looks like kind of all-American, but there he is.
You dress him up in his Buster Brown suit, and you make him sit in the front row of Mommy's TV show, and you talk about how, what did she say? Today we are going to Cody's place and Cassidy's house, the places that they built for crack babies, and she put her kids' names on them.
Right.
And here's what she says. Today, Cody and Cass, and the camera's on them. She's got her kids in the audience. Mm-hmm. Cody and Cass are going to go down there today, and play with all the kids all day.
Bing, they cut to Cody with the look on Cody's face. That, like any kid who's being forced to do something all day, like he's got that kind of look on his face.
Oh, Mom.
And then she tells the story about Cassidy saying, "Who cut the cheese?" in the restaurant, they're cutting to reaction shots of the 6-year-old or however old that child is.
God.
And it's just, man, and Regis who basically has to suffer through it and decides he's going to go all the way with it and just pepper the kids with questions.
He keeps saying, "Does Mommy talk about me at the dinner table, Cody? Does Mommy say things about Uncle Regis to your Daddy Frank?" He would never say this, but wouldn't you love it if there was something like that and he says, "Cody, do you know who Susan Johnson is?" Cody?
Oh, God, it's so weird. I mean, you can't help but watch it, though. Yeah. It's like a train wreck.
So we were way out in front of the curve on Kathy C. And also on Lay King.
Yeah.
But see, we get nothing back from Kathy Lee Gifford.
Right.
But it's in a weird way, it's gratifying to get that back.
He was bitter.
From Larry King, of course he's bitter.
I'd love to hear a tape of that.
Everywhere he goes, he's got to hear it about us. And even better than it happened on those two turds, Mark and Brian, on their show.
That's right.
Because we got a whole big history with them, too.
A long history with those.
But I will not bore you with that. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, one more thing, Don.
Yes.
28 days to football.
Oh, I can't wait. And I'll tell you, the first game.
Is that the first preseason game?
Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay.
Oh, boy.
Hall of Fame game.
Man, oh, man.
Can't wait. And also, there's a game that night from Japan.
So these are the exhibition games that are almost like the real thing.
Almost. Yeah, the first game is the game. The first one, the Hall of Fame game, it's the one that really sucks because each team has about 100 players.
Right, and they're all trying to make the team, and it's kind of frustrating. And you see the poor level of play.
And that's where they always start singing. Like, well, at least Giff won't be in there this year.
That's right.
To ruin the TV broadcast.
Just before.
Yeah, just before.
Who's doing it this year? I forgot. Who's going to be doing the
Boomer Esiason.
Right.
And,
Michaels.
And Pumpkinhead.
And Dan Dierdorf.
This is Dan Dierdorf.
Hello there. This is Dan Dierdorf. Frank, just watching.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello there.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How are you?
Hey, buddy.
I heard Larry King on Mark and Brian this morning. He wrote down everything he said about you guys.
Ah. Wrote it down.
You know what I find most amazing is that two guys actually listen to Mark and Brian's show.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
But all right. Driving somebody else's vehicle and the radio was stuck.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, please don't lie to us and say that. But I don't care. Let's hear what he had to say.
First half of his show is on tape, like the other guy said. He said, if you look up Boring in the Dictionary's picture of Don and Mike, he said, being in a room with Don and Mike is like watching a fly crawl up a drape.
God, he's like using old vaudeville lines, Catskills comic lines.
Why does he say that thing that the first half of our show is tapes?
I have no idea. he just started talking about being on the radio with DJs, and he goes, ask Mark and Brian if they knew Don and Mike, and they said, oh, yes, they do, and he said, have you ever been in a room with them? It's like watching a fly crawl at the drape, and they run nothing but tapes, and I took over their show one day.
We got to them. We got to them. Yeah, that's the important thing. This is validation.
Yeah. Hear ye, hear ye. Larry King is cracked.
Yes.
I mean, I know you knew he was cracked already, but
that's good, though.
He's cracked.
We've been going for a long time. We've been relentless with that Larry King stuff. And finally, there is evidence that he is aware.
Aware.
Larry King.
Hey, that's great.
That's wonderful.
That's a real pick-me-up. Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Larry King.
All the tapes. This means it's like a shot in the arm for us.
Yeah.
This means it's like
you know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the jobs disappeared.
This is where Larry falls asleep.
I'm sorry. Don't want to rephrase that.
Oops. They're funnier now because Larry's aware of it.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it involves pro-lifers? They certainly do when it's pro-choicers.
Larry? Larry King is asleep at the microphone.
Hey, Larry.
Zeiger.
That's Larry King in the back. Yeah. This Green Bay? No, next is Green Bay. I lost it that for a minute.
That was great.
They're funnier now. I didn't think they could be any funnier. They're funnier now.
Oh, that's great. Who would have thought that?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is funny. I swear to God, that is.
Hello. Wake up, Larry.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
It's Larry King on the line now.
This Larry King.
Calling Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you being asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about medical school. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They're on the afternoon. I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning.
That's funny.
And totally destroyed them. But, you could doctor tapes.
He loves that story.
That's right. All right, now listen, I don't want to bore everybody with these tapes, but you want to hear the tape of Larry King slaying us? The reason I don't play this tape a lot is that I'm embarrassed for me and Mike.
Because we're really cackling. Because we've been goofing on Larry a little bit, and we think it's kind of a kick that he's coming into the studio.
Right.
This is back when nobody came into our studio.
We were not nearly as jaded as we are now.
No. See, time.
And we had, a guy blowing a horn in the background and a guy with a snare drum and everything.
Time changes everything.
But anyway, here it is. Judge for yourself if Larry King really slays us.
This one I don't believe.
Oh, my heart's beating. My heart is beating.
The memo is from Alan Goodman, an obvious Jew. To Don and Mike from Alan. I love general managers who write memos from Alan. Like he's a good guy. Surprise, surprise, you'll never get even with me for this one. Have a good time. Show some respect. And for the benefit of those, let me just explain this. This is Larry King. I don't get up this early.
Oh, my goodness. This is fabulous.
Let me tell you why I'm here.
It's Larry King. He's really here.
I am here on behalf of WTOP News Radio 15, who actually this morning are giving you snow information on behalf of the Federal Communications Commission, on behalf of the grease man who's ticked that I didn't go over to his place, on behalf of Ted Turner and CNN.
He's trying to be so irreverent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, you know, we were sucking it up with, you know, with a biscuit.
This is back when I think when he just had his radio show.
Yeah, well, he's mentioned CNN, so I guess obviously there's something to do with CNN and Ted Turner. So
but this was also maybe this was when he was doing both, because a lot of people forget he did an all-night radio show.
Right.
And the reason we started goofing on him in the first place is that we would listen to his show on our way into work.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would spend the first half hour of our show talking about how lame Larry King's show was.
Larry King.
Central Broadcasting System. And what we have decided to do here, there was a major decision. I had lunch with Alan Goodman a couple weeks ago, and we decided, how do we do it on the morning they're fired?
Yep, there it is. Yeah. Slaying us.
Yes, slaying us.
Slaying us. Thank you, Larry King.
And we're embarrassed by that tape, but we bring it out just for a historical perspective.
Yeah.
Larry King. And then it was just an ugly spiral after that. It really did start to go downhill. It really did start to go downhill when he hosted that roast that they did for us when he was the host. Because backstage, he was being super attitude, Larry. And that's when...
I think what we did was then come on the air the next day.
And talk about what an attitude he had.
Right.
I think we did, yes.
That was the beginning of the end. Well, forget
it.
Who wants to be his friend anyway? You'd have to, like, kiss his ass all the time.
And he's not a good guy to do that to. I mean, you don't want to do that. Not with Lay. Lay King.
But that's amazing to me, that he goes on another radio show, and he remembers something that happened with us all those years ago. And it's obvious that these tapes must be getting to him.
Yeah, and I think that's delightful. And they're wonderfully entertaining tapes. I mean, you don't get tapes of a national radio host falling sound asleep in the middle of his show. That is something special.
And don't forget the one where he sounds like he's drunk, but we think that really that may be because, again, sleep comes in.
Oh, I think
sleep deprived.
Absolutely. I don't think he's a drinker. I think it's just that he was so exhausted. Well, he says that, I'm exhausted after 30 nights, yes.
And then we got the tape where he doesn't know that he's on the air.
Right, yeah.
Remember what a great tape that is?
That may be the best one. That may be my favorite, because he is completely unaware that he is on the air, and he's having a normal conversation with this guy that wrote a book about his agent and everything.
And he thinks he's off the air, and he starts asking him stuff like, who's your publisher? Yeah, where do you live?
You see the way Larry really talks when there's a guest in the studio between the commercial break. He's not vigorous. I'm Larry King. Who's your agent? Where you live?
Well, Mike, much as I'd like to play these Larry King tapes, I believe...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado...
We got a walk-on.
It's a great pleasure to introduce to you, held over 3 weeks and getting rave reviews.
Oh, yeah. Saw her name on the screen. Does that mean she's here?
Is Bridget holding?
Hello?
Staff.
Why did it say Bridget on the screen?
Support staff.
It said Bridget and had big red letters.
Wow.
Like, oh, here she comes.
Crest.
Here she comes.
She's coming in fresh from UCLA.
Bridget the Midget, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is.
Little round of applause. Golf applause for Bridget.
Las Vegas. Oh, look, she's growing up, Mike.
Hi, Bridget. How are you? You got the pierced navel?
Got the pierced navel.
Ah, there you go. Looks like you have two piercings now.
I know. Isn't that crazy? It's new.
Is it a new piercing, or did you just get a new ring thing?
I got a new ring thing.
Oh, Bridget, bring the microphone up to your face so we can hear you there.
Yeah. And I got a new tongue stud, too.
Well, let's see. Let's see.
Oh, my God. How have you been?
How do we explain Bridget? Bridget is a friend of ours who started coming to our Las Vegas style shows and really came out of her shell.
Yes, relaxed and wowed the crowd at our early Las Vegas style shows.
A crown that now is being worn by Ella, by the lovely Miss Ella.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was at a few that I went to last summer.
Ella, who it's safe to say is a few years your senior.
She got a few more miles on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does. I mean that in a good way. She's road tested.
She has a tattoo, doesn't she?
I think she may.
I think she has many tattoos.
Really?
How many tattoos do you have?
I have none.
You have none? Have you ever thought about getting a tattoo, Bridget?
No, the piercings keep me satisfied with mutilating my body.
So what happened when you went on that dream date? Remember there was a whole big debacle with our Sacramento radio station?
Right.
When the date with Bridget, and then they thought the contest was fixed.
Did you
ended up going out with a guy. Did we ever ask you about that?
Yeah, we talked about, when I was on spring break, I called you guys from Vegas and gave you a little update on that.
That's right. You went to Vegas with a guy?
With my brother.
With your brother.
Right.
Okay.
And I called you from there on our way back and let you know. But it was a good day. This guy, his name was Don. And
you really liked him, didn't you?
I was quite impressed with him.
Oh.
And I mean, who...
Did you sleep with him?
No, I did not sleep with him.
Did you kiss him?
Didn't even... No, hug. Hug tonight.
Have you maintained contact with him?
We talked once or twice after the date, but I haven't talked to him in a few months.
Who's your boy toy now?
Who's my boy toy now?
Who's the latest in the string of Bridget men?
Oh, I don't know. I'm still doing the single thing, and I think I've quite exhausted the single life. I'm kind of...
Looking to settle down, are we?
Well, settle down as much as a 20-year-old can, right?
As much as a 20-year-old with a stud in her tongue.
Yeah. You're 20?
I'm 20. 21 in September.
Wow. 20? Ah. Oh, man, watch out when you're 21.
Finally there.
Oh. She looks like she's about 15, doesn't she?
She does. She does, indeed. You do. And your studies are going well at UCLA in what, molecular...
Genetics.
Yes. There you go. That's what it... All right.
Spell molecular genetics, please.
M-O-L-E-C-U-L-A-R space G-E-N-E-T-I-C-S.
Yeah, she's very smart.
Yeah.
I believe so, right?
That's our test.
That's our please, test. Please spell Dodge Cordoba.
Capital D-O-D-G-E space C-O-R-D-O-V-A.
I don't know. Is it Cordoba or Cordoba?
I think it's Cordoba.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm sorry,
Cordoba
Bridget.
With a B.
Incorrect. You'll have to remove an article of clothing.
Ah, yes. Well, here we all are.
Yeah.
Here we are, Bridget.
You know, Bridget, there is always this awkward time when you're here. For so many reasons, on so many levels.
Well, there's just one main reason. So are you going to show us how you've grown?
I can show you a bruise I got crawling out of a window in a pickup truck.
You crawled out of a window? Oh, my God. Wow.
How did that happen?
I had a family reunion this 4th in Ohio, and I was driving back. I was in my brother has a truck, and I was driving with him, and my sister and her boyfriend were driving behind us, and we had a lovely watermelon left over from we had a picnic at the reunion. Mm-hmm. So, I crawled out of the window of his truck into the
back. You know, you kind of look like a grown-up Cassidy Gifford.
Yeah.
Look at her in the face a little bit.
Absolutely.
Imagine how freaked out Kathy Lee would be if her daughter turned out like Bridget.
Absolutely.
I mean, at least appearance-wise. Look at you. You got a shirt on that shows your whole stomach there, and you got your piercings, and you got your tongue done. Mm-hmm.
This could be Cassidy in 15 years.
Wow. How old is Cassidy now?
I don't know, like 5 or 6.
How old are you again?
I'm 20.
20?
Wow. And you're going to be 21 in September?
In September, yes.
21.
All right, so how'd you get the bruise?
So I crawled out of the window into the bed
while
of the
car was moving?
Yeah, we're on the highway. It was quite fun.
Oh,
and I took the watermelon and just kind of like tossed it over the edge of the truck so that, you know, my sister and her boyfriend would have a little road.
How fast was the truck you were riding in going at this?
We're probably going about 65.
Oh, yeah, she likes to live life on the edge.
Fun-loving Bridget.
Right.
So where's your bruise?
Where's my bruise? Okay.
All right, she's going to show us the bruise now.
I've got that.
That's a nasty bruise. Very nasty.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
You weren't bruised on your chest at all?
Oh. Oh, God. No, luckily there was no bruising happening there.
So yeah. You didn't do any damage when you were crawling out the window?
No. Okay.
Has the doctor looked you over?
Have you been examined recently?
No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. Have you said hello to Buzz?
I said hello to Buzz on the way in.
We waved. Hi, Bridget.
Very nice.
How you doing? Very nice. So when do you go back to college, Bridget?
Well, I go back to L.A. on Saturday, and I'm working in a lab for the UCLA Medical Center mm-hmm. during the summer.
Are you going to be a doctor someday? Is that what you're going to be?
I don't want to be a doctor. I want to do research.
You want to be a scientist?
I want to be a scientist.
Mm-hmm. Is it beneath you now or something to take your shirt off?
I believe, hasn't she only taken her shirt off at Las Vegas-style appearances?
Maybe she has in here.
Have you taken your shirt off in here on the show?
Well, last time I was in here, mm-hmm. Buzz was so kind as to take a few pictures.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, Buzz took pictures of her.
In your office.
Up in the office,
yeah,
right?
In the office, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How do those pictures come out, anyway?
I don't know.
Who has those pictures?
They were going to be on the Internet or something, but then you wouldn't give your permission, right?
Bridget? I wouldn't give my permission.
Good thing. Smart move.
Well, I'm in trouble. You'd be like Terry Hatcher. Her picture is all over the Internet. There's nothing she can do about it.
That's true.
Hey, so you guys are going to be in Sacramento this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
I think I should have tried to get up. Is it going to be like a Las Vegas-style show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh. Sure is hot in here, isn't it?
Getting very warm.
Warm.
Very, very warm.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
Bridge,
we have homes, Bridget. We have homes.
What?
Nothing. I'm sorry, though.
I like this, what was it, Van Dyke?
The Van Dyke.
Yeah,
Van
Dyke.
My facial hair.
Yes.
You do wear it well. I was listening to you yesterday.
Pete, I've lost like 30 pounds. Could you look at me? Look how slim I am.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Now let me see how slim you are.
See, Don's just looking for a flash. That's what he's looking for.
Yeah, I'm the only guy in this room looking for a flash,
that's
incidentally.
Right.
None of the other guys are looking for a flash.
Not me. Could care less.
None of the other guys.
Mm-mm. Not in the least.
Well, is Frida listening?
Oh.
Why'd you have to mention her? Well, I don't know.
I was kind of jealous. I heard about the piano playing.
Oh, jealous.
So apparently you're very good at classical music, huh? Oh,
now you're going to get me in trouble.
Oh, my.
Ah, the classics.
Yes. You know them all by heart.
One-handed version. All right, well, Bridget, now that you've ruined the moment,
enjoy your trip back to L.A. You leave when?
I leave Saturday.
And if we're out in Sacramento, you may come to one of our Las Vegas-style shows?
Yeah, maybe if I'm lucky, I can get the Sac Station, KHTK, to get me up there.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right.
All right, Bridget.
All right. Okay, then.
All right. That's nice to believe.
Well, thank you so much for dropping by.
Hey, no problem. Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to see you, Bridget.
Well, thank you.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Take care. Watched her grow up on the show.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yes, we have. Bye, Bridget.
Bye-bye.
And she goes.
There they go. Everybody, I'm seeing her out.
Walking out of the studio.
There she goes.
Right. You guys are big pussies. You both. You both are big pussies.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well.
Right?
You got a home to go home to.
Yeah, I got a home to go home to, too.
Yeah, yeah. She's 20 years old, man. If she's 21, it's different. She's 20 please. Years old.
Oh, please. Here come the morals now.
I am awkward. I have always been awkward around Bridget.
Yeah.
She looks like she's 12.
Yeah.
Sort of.
And?
She does. She doesn't even look 20.
12 going on 25.
My right. God.
Well, all right.
That girl's trouble.
There she is. Bridget the Midget, everybody.
Trouble with a capital T.
Mm-hmm. T. T. Just the letter T. Today's show is brought to you by the letter T.
That's one of the letters in the alphabet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, Mike. It's all the way at the back end.
Yeah.
T. It's not in the front.
Oh, man.
T, the letter T. That's the magic letter. All right. Well, there's Bridget the Midget for you, everybody.
Always a certain energy in the studio when Bridget drops by.
Mm-hmm. You know who is possibly hornier than everybody in this room right now?
Who's that?
I know it's almost impossible to think that anybody's hornier than the four of us.
Mm-hmm.
But my dog, Max, I got to tell you about what this dog is doing.
This is the new dog.
Yeah. This is a good time to talk about this as long as the topic is is mating.
Right.
My dog, Max, okay?
Mating.
He's the Australian Terrier. He's a
small dog, right?
Little, very cute dog. Mm-hmm. And my wife carries him around a lot of the time in her Zsa Zsa Gabor bag.
Yes.
You know, like her purse.
Uh-huh.
Right.
The dog, he has to be fixed.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well.
Oh. Did she give you a little show?
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Yeah, we got what we wanted.
That's great.
We did. That was a good show, wasn't it, Rob?
Good show.
Good show. It was a good show. So my dog.
Oh, God.
My dog, Max.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's so horny.
Mm-hmm.
He tries to mount. Of course, he tries to mount other dogs.
Right.
And when we had him up at the beach for the 4th of July, he was trying to mount my brother-in-law's dog. He is constantly trying. What he's doing now is, how do I describe this? He tries to mount our dog, Brandy, the Springer Spaniel. Mm. However, Brandy is a very old, very lazy dog, and she just lays on the ground.
Very, very sick.
She just lays on the ground a lot and doesn't do a lot.
Right. Go away, Max.
And what happens...
I'm very, very sick.
What we've noticed now is, if you can picture this, the dog is laying on the floor, Brandy, the big Springer Spaniel.
Right. Oh, go away, Max.
Max approaches her from the front.
Oh,
okay?
No. What are you doing? You're not going to do...
The dog's...
Oh, don't hump
and
my
what
cotton
he does
picking
is,
face.
He humps the dog's face.
Oh, no. And Brandy doesn't have the energy to shake him off?
Frida,
so to speak.
I'm very, very sick.
Frida thinks that Brandy has arthritis and that Brandy is also going deaf.
Right.
And what a way to go now. This poor dog can't hear, can't move.
Yep.
And now the little dog, when I came down this morning, the little dog had his front paws up on a chair. Okay?
Okay.
So he's like this. And he's given like the pelvic, like, oh, baby, baby, baby.
Oh, God.
The dog's face.
Oh, no.
And
Brandy's motionless.
She's just going.
Was the point of contact you estimated perhaps on Brandy's forehead or something like
that? Believe right between the eyes.
The snout.
Yeah, yeah, right. The nose, the between the nose and the eyes.
No, don't worry. Yeah, and Brandy's kind of looking at him. He said, don't worry. The dog will be, Max will be finished in a minute.
So I'm looking at this going on. I'm just sitting here.
Max
my
hasn't
wife.
Been fixed yet, right?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
And the decision was made today, of all days, that we will get him fixed as soon as possible.
Right.
So I just wanted to mention that, because I thought it was funny that he had his, he was like almost standing up, and he had his front paws.
Here comes Max.
He had his front paws on the chair in front of him, and he was actually going back and forth, and, you know, on poor Brandy's face.
I'll just let Max, hold Max finish. You know the old Brandy. Brandy's kind of tired, doesn't want to deal with Max right now.
Very, very sick.
There goes Max, right between the eyes.
When everybody was over at our house for a party recently, everybody decided after looking at our dog Brandy,
right,
that if she could speak, she would speak in the voice of Major Bill Smith towards the very end.
You know, my paw nails grow. All the other dogs are jealous of my paw nails.
Well... My nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernail.
All right, so I will keep you abreast. I understand 30 days until it happens.
30 days till the big fix?
30 days. And maybe we'll do it on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yourself, right? You're going to do it yourself with the right tools.
With my Sears Craftsman tools from Bob Vila.
The power wrench, that'll help.
I think that, I almost ordered one of those power wrenches.
One that has that super grip?
The one that can go to any size nut.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Thing's got little metal studs in it.
Right.
And it fits around any bolt. It looks like a great tool.
Seen that commercial?
Yes, it looks fantastic. It can do stripped nuts.
Yeah. I want to tell you.
I tell you, it's wild, man.
Wild, the stripped nuts. So, maybe I'll be able to get a vet to come here. Now, I don't know. I guess, you put a dog to sleep for that, right?
Yeah, it's a full surgical procedure.
Well, maybe they wouldn't be able to do it in this studio, since this studio is less than sanitary.
Oh, yeah. You could power wash this entire studio with ammonia, and it would still be unsanitary.
However, they were saving people during this bad TV movie I logged a little time with today. Does anybody remember this movie? When it came out, it was really altering. Everybody was flipped out. It's called The Day After.
Nuclear War.
Yeah. Right? It was a movie that I think ran on ABC or NBC on a network, and they did it with no commercials, and it was supposed to be a real wake-up call about what would happen during a nuclear war.
Right.
And back then, whenever it came out 10 or 15 years ago, longer than that, people, myself included, flipped out by it.
It was really cool the way they did it. It was almost like a War of the Worlds type of thing.
Well, now it looks so fakey and phony and stuff. I was watching it today, and it's like the mushroom clouds are totally unbelievable.
The interference on the TV signal is really just jive.
Yeah, and all the radios go out at once. And the people running through the streets, it's like a scene out of Airplane, right? They're going, with their hands over their heads. But they had no electricity and no sanitary stuff, and they were just fixing people left and right.
Yeah. And they could do that to a dog.
Sure.
You could use this counter right here. You know, if you scrubbed it down real... Well, it's a dog!
It's my dog, though, Mike.
But if you lay a blanket down on the counter first.
Yeah, of course, I'd do that. Uh-huh. A little alcohol swab.
I think that would be interesting radio.
Yeah.
Really, really, I do. I knew a disc jockey one time who had a vasectomy and did it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Really? No, really, that guy Steve Dahl had a vasectomy during his show. He did a remote from the doctor's office.
So he had a local down there? Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
Do you think if we, all wore surgical masks and stuff, and they put, a stainless steel platform here?
Maybe a vet will call us.
The educational.
Right. You know, and we can find out if it's plausible.
Absolutely.
To have my dog, is it neutered or spayed?
Neutered.
To have my dog neutered here on the show.
I think neutering, if I'm not mistaken, is a bit easier than spaying.
Probably.
I think,
because the organs are external on a man.
All you have to do is just cut them off. You just lop them off. He's a small dog. You could probably do it with a butter knife.
I think that's all they do with the dog. I think they just snip.
Yeah, they denad them.
They call it neutering, but I think it's castrating is what it is. We could have that done right in here.
Wouldn't that be great?
Would you save the...
Maybe we'll give them away to caller 100.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, it should make at least 200.
Get it out.
How about that for
how
a nice conversation? A nice conversation starter. A nice little paperweight.
Paperweight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can actually give them both away. Two individual callers. Caller 100 gets the left one. Caller 100 gets the right one.
There you go.
Make some nice earrings.
Oh, yeah, you get varnish.
You know, be just like Jurassic Park.
All right, listen. Let me see if this is a vet on the line right now. We have to do a break.
Yeah.
But let's see if this is a vet first. Hello, Don and Mike.
No, hearing Max get fixed on the air would be like watching flies crawl up drapes. But if Bridget would get pierced on the air.
Huh?
What?
I think that was a guy trying to be funny.
And it wasn't funny.
That was not... Christine, that was not a veterinarian. We will be right back.
WJFK.
Hey, thanks for picking me up, man.
Yeah, no problem. I've been driving for like 15 hours straight, so I could use the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been standing in the same spot for 5.5 hours. You know, they made it illegal to hitchhike in this state.
Really? Oh, that must make it really tough.
So, what's going on with you? You a salesman or?
No, I'm nothing.
I am.
Yeah?
I'm a salesman.
I'm gonna start my own company.
Really?
You want in? I'm not. I don't really have any, you know, money or.
You heard of this thing, the 8-minute abs?
Yeah, sure, 8-minute abs. Yeah, the exercise video. Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, this is going to blow that right out of the water. Listen to this. 7-minute abs.
Right, yes. Okay, all right. I see where you're going.
Think about it. You walk into a video store, you see 8-minute abs sitting there. There's 7-minute abs right beside it. Which one are you going to pick, man?
I would go for the 7. Yeah, I'd go for
bingo, man, bingo. 7-minute abs. And we guarantee just as good a workout as the 8-minute, folk.
You guarantee it? How do you do that?
You're not happy with the first 7 minutes. We're going to send you the extra minute free. See, that's it. That's our motto. That's where we're coming from. That's from A to B.
That's right. That's good. That's good. Unless, of course, somebody comes up with 6-minute abs, then you're in trouble, huh?
No! No, not 6. I said 7. Nobody's coming up with 6. Who works out in 6 minutes? You won't even get your heart going, not even a mouse on a wheel.
Good point.
7's the key number here. Think about it. Right. 7 elevens?
Yeah.
7 dwarfs? 7, man, that's the number. 7 chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea? It's like you're dreaming about gorgonzola cheese when it's clearly free time, baby. Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're freaking fired.
The Don and Mike Show.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Athens, Washington, D.C.
Want to forget...
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is Gladys. I was holding on forever and I got disconnected.
Is this Gladys Kravitz?
Oh, who is this? This is Don.
This is Don and Mike.
You guys pick up my name. First, I want to say that I love you. Anyway.
So this is not Gladys. Gladys Kravitz has a very distinct way of speaking.
This is Gladys Alicia, okay?
Oh, Gladys
Alicia.
And
I'm calling to tell you that I love you.
We love you.
Regardless of how much you make fun of my name, because I've called once before, and I also wanted to let you know
that
if you continue to tutor your child in Spanish, he's going to flunk. Your pronunciation...
You mean pronunciation.
Pronunciation. How do you say snow?
No, it's not pronunciation. It's pronunciation.
Stop it. How do you say
snow? Nieva.
No. Nieve.
Hey, ma'am, if you're going to call...
Oh, that's right. The B sounds like it'd be nieve.
And if you're going to correct, I'm going to correct. I mean, at least you might want to work on English before you start tutoring Spanish.
I have a Bachelor of Arts in English, sir.
Well, you don't know how to say pronunciation.
Well, let me say this. I'm just having a really bad day. I had a mammogram today, and they found some lumps in my breast.
Oh, now listen, hold on.
Oh, my God.
So I'm not...
But you cannot use the fact that I... believe me, I'm with you.
All right.
I'm with you. But you don't call up to lecture me about tutoring my son, helping my son with his homework, and then throw it off just because they found that.
Well, I'm not doing that because they found that. I just said that I'm a little off.
Oh, boy.
So, but anyway, it's Nieve and newspaper.
Okay.
What was your pronunciation of newspaper?
Pronunciation.
Pronunciation. Is that better?
It sounds like periodical.
It does. Periodico.
Right. Listen, I'm doing the best I can, okay?
I know. You got stuck a job.
So you've had a very bad day. Is that it?
I'm amazed. If that is true, I am amazed that you have the wherewithal to call us. I mean, I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying that's an incredible optimistic outlook.
It sounds like you're coping rather well. I hope everything goes well for you.
Well,
somebody told me that the last thing I would do would be call a radio show.
Well, you made me laugh with your story about your wife. That was funny.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, you know, the good news is this show has medicinal powers. As you heard, the guy that severed his fingers before, he did not go into shock because he was listening to this show, so you should continue to listen to us.
I will. Oh. I always do, every day.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
And good luck with the tutoring. Huh?
Thanks. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to say this with her on the line in case it was true, but...
Sure.
I don't get that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
You know, I just think that she wanted an out.
Yes, that's, you know, and this may sound cold to a lot of you, but we have found that it is an argumentative strategy.
We've had guys say to us before, hey, I have cancer.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as it starts going south for them with their point of view, you know, bingo, they throw the major disease in there.
Yeah, that'll stop an argument right away.
Because then, you know, they expect everybody to go... Oh, gee, well, I'm...
Cancer? Hey, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the world's worst tutor. See you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
We used to let that throw us.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Hello.
Hi. This is Kara from Roanoke.
Hello, Kara.
Kara, like Jimmy the Intern's Kara?
Yes.
Hi. Oh.
How are you guys doing?
Oh, nice.
Woo.
Bueno, our booze. Niaiva, 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 Niaiva,
Nieve,
Nieve, thank you. Snow.
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 Ooh, how are you, Kara?
Listen, my son may not know how to say snow or winter, but he knows how to say good bush. Bueno arbusto. As I said, for any question you get in Spanish that you don't know, the answer is bueno arbusto.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Bueno arbusto.
Ooh, bueno.
Bueno.
So, to what do we owe this call?
Well, I just thought hello and see how you all are doing. I haven't talked to you for so long. And I am not getting the show, as usual.
Hey, everybody, it's the girl.
Oh.
That's right, the girl who teased Jimmy the intern when he was with our show.
Yeah. Oh, come on, guys. That's
teased him with her incredibly great model, Melrose Place, 90210 type looks.
Absolutely, and poor Jimmy was just so smitten, but he didn't know how to handle you.
Oh, that's so sweet, and I certainly had the best of intentions, but... I wanted to tell you, I spoke with him today, in fact.
Yes.
And he told me that you all had a wonderful visit out in San Diego.
Yeah, although he didn't know where to drive. He didn't know whether to take a right or a left turn in San Diego.
I got real mad at him.
Well, he didn't tell me that part.
And I was so nice because when I saw Jimmy, I was like, Jimmy, how are you? So good to see you. And then as the evening progressed, remember it started out great, Rob, didn't it? And then as the evening progressed, it was like, Jimmy, okay, well, don't you know where you're going? Well, maybe you should have gone, Jimmy, for God's sake! Yeah, it was kind of weird.
Oh, geez. Well, he did not mention that, but I said save all your stories for when you visited with the guys until I see you this week.
Oh, you're going out there to see him?
Yes.
Oh, you are heartless.
You
know what?
He
should use the same tactic on you that I used on my wife.
What's that?
He should say to you, listen, you just want to be my friend. And I don't want to be your friend. I got plenty of friends. Mm-hmm. If you want to have a relationship with me, that's fine. Otherwise, F you.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey.
I only mean that.
Never talk to me like that.
Well, of course, not those exact words. When I said that to my wife, I didn't say F you, but that's what I was saying in so many words. Because my wife, I think if I gave her the chance... play me the same way that you are playing Jimmy the intern.
Look, no. That's
so you, now you, are you going out specifically to visit him?
No.
Oh.
No. And
you never are. What, are you going out for some opera thing?
No, not this.
A modeling job?
Possibly. You guys are ruthless. No, I'm going...
A DT convention?
What?
Yeah.
You know DT. You know you're a DT. A
bunch of beautiful women in a convention hall together. Hi, how's your year been going? Just super. So you're not going out specifically to see him?
No,
know. I told him, actually, right before you guys are going to go out and see him, that I was planning on coming out. And I said, yeah, tell the guys that I said hi.
Listen, this is so cool. This guy is so much in love with this girl. And this girl plays with him like the way a cat plays with a ball of yarn.
Exactly. Oh, come on.
You know, it would really be a nice thing for you to do. It would be a very nice thing for you to sleep with him when you go out to San Diego.
Really?
Mike.
Yeah, really. It'd be great. You would just make...
He wants it so much.
You know, he's living at home. He's not all that happy.
Oh, well, you know what? He's got a really big interview this week.
Oh, is it SeaWorld? We know all about that.
No, it's with NBC.
Oh, really?
Yes.
We had thought that he was up for some kind of PR position at SeaWorld.
Yeah, that's the last I heard. That's what he was trying to do.
Maybe he's just lying to you so you'll sleep with him.
No.
Maybe he's not going to tell you he's a talent coordinator, desperate that might do it.
No, actually, he was on his way out the door to another interview, but he said he had another one coming up with NBC because he knows the guy's nephew.
I got to call Jimmy, and I got to tell him how to play this girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to tell him to apply the Frida strategy to say, listen, you're a wonderful girl. I really like you, mm-hmm. but... You know, I don't want to be like Jerry and Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be friends.
Or we could just eliminate all the games altogether, and you could simply fly out to San Diego, get off the plane, and sleep with Jimmy.
Yeah, bro. That would be romantic.
The crowd loved that.
Yeah.
Did you hear that sigh?
They're behind you.
That's great.
This is absolutely painful.
Oh, you love it.
That's too bad for a beautiful girl like you. You should go through a little pain. You should find out what the rest of us ugly people have to go through.
Well, you guys, I mean, you really have great hearts, and I appreciate it.
Well, you know what would make us really happy is if we got a call like in the next 2 weeks from Jimmy.
Yeah.
And Jimmy said Kara came out and she slept with me.
I scored.
And boy, that would be wonderful.
Wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes,
it would be.
Yeah.
All right, well, you go out there and play with him like I know you will.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Tease him.
It's never been like that.
Get yourself all fixed up and like sit
like
close
that.
To him and do all that stuff that he told us. And
then you'll leave after your visit and he'll say something like, okay, great, good seeing you. It was really fun. Have a good trip, Kara. And then he'll go back into his room and he will sob.
Pound his fist into his pillow.
That's right. No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
His grandma.
Jimmy, that's wrong.
Go away, grandma.
That's really scary, because that sounds just like her.
Was that the girl that you're in love with?
Grandma, I don't want to talk about it.
She's very attractive, Jimmy.
Grandma, I don't want to. I just want to die.
Did she sleep with you?
Grandma.
Did she sleep with your grandson?
No, she blew me off.
Open the door.
Oh, no, Grandma, leave me alone.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, it's like when I told you when I was in the studio last, that whole game thing that he told you, he just wanted to look good for you guys.
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just know that it's a very, very sad, sad story.
You're a girl who could be on a show like Melrose Place, and he's a guy who's head over heels for you, and you will have nothing to do with him romantically.
It's just very tragic tale. But, of course, if you want to relay it to us in person sometime, feel free to stop by.
Come on down. We'll stare at you for about a half hour.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm in town after I get back from my trip, I'll stop by.
All right, good.
Yeah. Good.
All right, after you leave him in even worse shape than he's in right now.
I promise I'll give you a full report.
Because maybe he's forgotten. You know, maybe absence has made the heart grow just a little less fonder.
This visit could kill him.
So you've got to fly out there just to reinforce how hot you are and then leave him again.
Brilliant
you
move
know,
for Jimmy
you know
would
what?
Be when she arrives out there. Kara, when you arrive out there, the brilliant move would be for Jimmy to meet you at the airport or meet you at the door with another woman there. That would be the idea, even if he had to pay for her.
Right, yeah, sure.
Even if it's his mother.
Get yourself a real high-class hooker.
Listen, you guys, he promised that he would go to church with me Sunday night.
Oh.
Well, listen, who said can't get a little in church? You know what I mean? At least he gets to sit next to you, maybe like he could rub his leg up against yours.
Absolutely.
No, I have to sing. So he's coming to the service with me.
Oh, so he has to sit out there like in the pew while you're up on the altar?
Mm.
Oh, man.
You are a Cruella de Vil. Oh, you're no worse. Okay, goodbye, Kara.
Have a great week, guys.
Bye-bye. Listen to her.
Get trained.
She's happy.
Enthused. Always happy.
Got her venom ready. Going to break another guy's heart.
That's right. And Jimmy will be out there going, oh, you sang beautifully tonight.
Ooh. I love you. And then she'll say, well, we can only be friends. Because I get my kicks from letting guys down. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hi.
Buzz.
Yes, buddy.
How's it going?
Mike, I just wanted to let you know everyone that has a GED is not as stupid as the girl that called in earlier.
Hey, yeah, that's right, Mike.
I think the only reason she got her GED is because she gave the test giver a moniker.
I never got a GED. I got a GD. Well, thank you for enlightening me personally.
Well, you made a downgrading comment.
Yes, you did, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it when you do that.
Do you mean
downgrading?
Do you mean a disparaging comment?
No, yeah, downgrading, Mike. You made a downgrading comment.
A disparaging remark or a downgrade?
GED on the line.
That's right. Absolutely. I apologize for making that comment.
Oh, okay.
I hope your tears turns to laughter.
The more you beg, the better the chances are.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Ain't got no time for you anymore.
I love that when they think you said stuff.
WJFK.
Take one.
Quiet, please.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra grit. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger-licking good. Right? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now. I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crispy, real crispy chicken crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, they won't.
This will be Wild Lines 30. Take one.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stop again.
He said, cut it.
Go ahead.
And now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet tender and juicy. I said it.
That's right, cut it.
It's
better.
Take two.
Colonel, if you read it. Okay, we're recording.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. Whatever, but it's, now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that. Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Yet every bit of finger-licking good, you see. No, every bit of finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about
it. All right, that's good. Good, good. Very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
Right, I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a titty bar. The Don and Mike Show.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
All right, Korn for everybody.
Yeah.
Bring her in.
Laura Korn.
Bring her in. Author of the book, 101 Nights of Great Sex.
Wow.
Laura Korn. Sexpert
Laura Korn.
Hi. Do I get a hug?
Oh, she wants a hug.
Oh, my.
Sure. Hug me.
Nora revisited here. This is very exciting. Oh, my. Wow.
Hi.
I believe I just had sex.
Hi there. Oh, you're the beautiful girl that
Oh, here comes Mike's hug.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, hey,
good to see you.
So excited.
No shortage of energy here, Don.
No,
that's
so
for sure.
For you.
Okay, we're going to sit.
Have a seat.
Oh, God.
You can stand if you like, or you can sit. Which would you rather do?
Oh, well, I'm going to probably jump up and down just looking at you guys. You know, someone pinched me. Am I dreaming?
Oh, wow.
Am I really on the Don and Mike show, finally?
Boy, you must.
You guys rule. I love you guys.
You must really need to sell books.
No, you are hilarious. You are so much fun. I am so excited about being here. I cannot tell you.
Yeah, you were literally, I saw you bouncing down the hall earlier. That was really something to see.
Well, I've been here. I mean, talk about anticipation. 2 hours waiting for you guys.
Now, why were you here so early?
Well, I'm on my way to Cleveland, and I stopped here, and I was either, why would I want to stay at the airport when I could come and enjoy you
Very
and listen
true.
To your radio station?
Oh, that's wonderful.
So
Thank you.
That's why I'm here, and yeah, I got to ask you guys, okay? Because you've never seen a book like this, have you?
No, with the all the pages sealed? No.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
That's a great idea for a book.
I mean, isn't it interesting that most guys, after they read a book, the pages are stuck together? But this...
Okay. All right.
Alrighty,
but isn't that no one has ever done a book like this, and I'm so excited to talk
Can
about
Can I ask you a
book.
Question, Laura?
Sure, you bet.
Are you always like this? Is this your energy level, like from the first thing in the morning all the way through the day? Are you always at this fever pitch?
Well, you know what it is? It's that I know I'm going to talk about sex, and I'm going to talk about it with you. That's what it is. I'm, like, so excited.
How many times a day do you have sex?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I probably, because the book guarantees great sex twice a week, every week, for an entire year. And I think that's the norm. I think that's approachable, don't you? For especially when people are married, they have kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I think twice a week.
Twice a week?
At least strive for twice a week.
Okay.
Now, how often do you guys have it?
Less than that.
Do you know which one had a little girl?
I did.
Oh, so Mike, you just had her 6 months?
Yeah, she's almost 8 months old, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Almost 8 months old, yeah.
And has it gotten a little less frequent, just a little bit? Guess what? I'm here to change your life.
He doesn't want to talk about
it. We do okay. Laura. My wife's name is Laura also.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
Yes, all right. Let's stop talking
okay.
about that.
Okay. All right. But if you guys, if Don and Mike were going to spell great sex, how would Don and Mike spell?
K-K-K-I-M-B-A-S-S. Is it I-N-G-E-R?
Yes.
I just saw her naked in a movie last night.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous?
Have you seen that movie, The Getaway?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Shower?
And after the shower
scene.
Yeah, when she's laying in bed, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's how you would spell it, Kim Bassinger?
Well, that's the way Don would spell it. I would spell mine R-I-P-T-A-Y-L-O-R.
Rip Taylor.
There you go. And I hope he recovers from that broken shoulder. Absolutely.
Because that would stand in the way of good sex.
Having a broken shoulder. Sure. I mean, you can only do so much when you have a broken shoulder.
All right. How do you describe great sex, Laura?
Well, you know, I ask that question to a lot of women. And first of all, what is the number one sexual complaint of couples across the country? It's actually tied between two things.
That it's over before it begins.
Okay, so a little premature kind of situation.
I don't. And not
your house,
me.
Right?
Guys I've heard of. Other guys I've heard of.
The number one sexual complaint?
Yes, in every book and every survey.
Women not having an orgasm.
Okay. Oh, you've had Nora on.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, see, that's what I'm in that.
Talk
mode.
About her. Let's talk about her.
Oh, now, she's a great lady.
Is she your rival?
Oh no, not at all. You know, anyone talking about spreading the news that we should be a little more intimate more often? Hey, three thumbs up. You know what I mean? She's a good lady.
I mentioned. Your book is a bigger, classier book than hers is.
Well, you know, it's because it's there's a lot of pages in it, you know.
You said three thumbs up, that's not a sexual comment, is it? I mean, I was just checking.
Don't want that. I don't get into that. I do not get into that.
You know, since we have a sexpert on the show right now, everything that I'm hearing, I'm interpreting. But you were just saying that, right? Three thumbs up. Okay, just checking. Go ahead.
But however, there is a secret sealed page in the book called Three Thumbs Up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and thank God it doesn't have anything to do with Siskel and Ebert or whatever his name is.
All right.
But no, the number one sexual complaint of couples actually is not a woman having not enough foreplay for women, right? Not enough anticipation, not enough surprises. So I'm thinking, gosh, every book on the market has been done. No, I mean, I got to think of something different, something to correct this problem.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I came up with the secret sealed pages.
Holy mackerel.
Now, there are 101 sealed pages, 50 for his eyes only, 50 for her eyes only.
Cute.
Like on a Sunday night, you get together, right before you go to bed, he rips out a secret sealed page.
All right, I've just ripped out a page. Here you go.
Hold on, I ripped out a secret seal page.
So you rip out a secret seal page.
All right, in Dot's case, you rip out a page, you get some scotch tape.
You rip it.
I got it. I open to the pages that say 60 Minute Man.
Ah. Oh, and that would be a Nora favorite because...
Right.
This is what every woman wants. Now, you would see, now, what would happen if you saw your husband rip out a secret seal page called 60 Minute Man, and you knew in the next 7 days you were going to get a surprise? What do you think that would do for most women?
Oh, for women? I thought you were asking me.
Guess what, guys?
What, Laura?
You score. You score big time.
We score?
You score.
Hey.
You rip out a page.
All
you
right.
score.
Are you like this when you have sex? When you have sex, are you this wound up, this crazy?
Oh, no. But I'm just so excited. I really am excited being
okay.
here.
Are you from California?
No, actually, I'm a Dallas girl.
Oh, a Dallas girl.
Uh-huh.
Thanks,
I'm a Texas girl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you ripped out 60 Minute Man. Have you been looking at a... Because I want you to have a copy of this.
Well, give me one here.
Now, I'd like to pretend that Don and Mike are married. Can we do this?
Well, that fantasy is easy enough, Don.
We certainly can handle that one. Right.
And what I'd like you to do is...
It won't be a game we haven't played before.
What do you do? Leave this one on a bus stop, Laura? What's going on here?
Well, it's been tattered and covered in all the pages. People keep ripping out the pages.
Okay.
But, like, the only thing you can see...
Oh, God! Can you be a little more graphic in this book?
What do you mean? Well, it's erotic. It's erotic. I got to motivate you to do it. Yeah.
Now, are you reading the 60 Minute Man? That's for his eyes only, right?
For your eyes only.
Yes, I'm reading. Yes for his eyes only.
Can I rip out the Laura Korn challenge?
Oh, you know what I'd love?
For her eyes only?
Oh, would you? You know why?
Yeah, sure.
Because that is one of the hottest seductions for a woman to do for a man. I mean, you started to give away a little bit of the velvet tongue, which I think...
Oh, I was reading that one, yeah.
Okay, and that's what female professional lovers use to give their male clients the ultimate pleasure.
Female, did you say female? You mean hookers?
Yeah. Female professional lovers, they use a technique with their tongue to get their clients...
Don, you're right about ripping these pages out. This isn't easy.
Really excited, and they use this technique called the velvet tongue.
That's what it sounds like, isn't it?
There it is right there. Give me that velvet tongue.
Now, Don, Mike, wouldn't you be kind of excited if you saw your wife rip out a page called the velvet tongue? Wouldn't that get your juices flowing?
This is a filthy book. You are a nasty girl.
Oh, it is not.
You are so nasty.
Oh, come on, read it and tell me how nasty it is.
You want to know something? You made. I'm gonna have to do some math. You made her this way. Now do something. Hit the timer and start the third quarter hour with your face.
Oh my!
In the place.
Right.
Her thighs, her buttocks, her lips, and most especially... Listen, here's the kind of sex...
Is that the 60-minute man?
That's the 60-minute man. You know what? And I asked 2,000 women.
Oh, that's dirty.
All right, Don and Mike, I asked 2,000 women.
I'm reading this Laura Korn challenge, and it doesn't seem like the man has to even be in the room for that, right? This is kind of like a sort of a self-help situation.
No. I mean, isn't that one of the most erotic sexual fantasies of most men, watching what I'm talking about there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll bring this home.
No, wouldn't you die, guys? Come on, wouldn't you love it if you saw a woman doing that one, the Laura Korn Challenge? Ladies, hottest seduction in the book. It is
trying to communicate what it is to Don.
I figured it out before you gave me that elaborate signal.
We communicate like this when we're on aircraft carriers. All right.
You're a dirty girl, Laura.
Well, no.
You are. Listen, I'm embarrassed reading this stuff. I couldn't bring this home.
Okay, can I tell you one you can read from the beginning to the end on the air?
Yeah. Finger looking good?
Okay, now see that.
Is it honey breasts and creamy thighs?
Ooh, I'm getting excited.
Is it Mr. Lucky?
Ooh.
Is it tool time?
Tool time, Mike.
Is it fire down below? Is it lingerie parfait?
Are you guys into lingerie?
All I know is what I'm reading from this chapter, that the Laura Korn challenge indicates to me that Daryl Nichols is the great teacher. And you can see that at the very bottom. Right,
men really want.
Just up a little bit from that, it's the series of the list of things, and then at the very end of the list, you will see there's one little line there.
Hold on a minute.
All right. So that makes him like the guy at the top of the mountain.
God.
But seriously, you can see how ripping out these secret seal pages would add a lot of spice.
Oh, let me give you a plug here, Laura.
Okay.
1-800-666-66.
No,
hold on.
Oh, no, 611.
1-800-611-BONK.
B-O-N-K.
1-800-611-BONK.
And I promise to get you the book before Valentine's Day. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot, Don and Mike. What are you going to do for your lovely wives on Valentine's Day? Don't women want to be seduced? Why don't we put intimacy...
Can I tell you what I've done? I have ordered the WWF, and my wife and I will be watching that. You know what that is? You know what WWF...
I think she knows. You funny guy.
Jeez. Very funny. You've got that for Valentine's Day. What are you going to do romantic for your wife? Come on, guys.
I don't know. I have not given it a thought yet.
You got
it. I have Groundhog Day first. That's tomorrow. That's a major holiday in my house. I got to get a Groundhog Day gift.
You do.
Groundhog mm-hmm. Day.
Would you guys take the challenge this evening? Would you take a challenge if I gave you a secret seal page to do for your wife?
Well, you know it's going to snow tonight, Laura. I mean, I might have to be out shoveling.
Well, no, this is going to take a couple of days preparation.
Oh.
You know, and Valentine's Day is 2 weeks away. And this is the most incredible seduction in the book. And I want you to read it and tell me if you think that every woman in America would not melt if a man did this one. It's called King of Hearts. You tell me, now be honest, don't do it because I'm sitting here. Promise me, just read it and tell me that it, your wives, I'm telling you.
You want me to put Ben Gay on my wife's slip?
No!
Where's I'm King of Hearts?
I am reading number 42, no, Titillation. Rubbing with Ben Gay or similar heat-producing creams will warm more than your heart.
Hey, what's this? The pizza man always rings twice. What's that one? Is that where you pretend to be a pizza guy? Is that what it is and you show up like naked? Is that it? And you knock on the door and it's like, pizza guy.
Now you're the funny guy now.
Pizza guy. Domino's, here you go. All right.
Land Shark.
Who ordered the pepperoni? I could write this stuff. All right.
No, I want you to rip that one out and read that one. And
where
tell
is
me,
it? What's the number?
Okay, King of Hearts is, I think it's number two.
Number two.
Guys, if you did this one for her, she would, it's something that she would talk about for the rest of her life. Right? That's how important it is. That's how great it is. He keeps ripping them in the middle. It's so
funny.
Excited.
I get too excited to open these up the right way.
All right. Yeah,
you guys are looking at it.
Wait a minute, I haven't opened mine up yet. Hold on.
Are you reading, you're going to read King of Hearts too?
All right,
yeah. Okay, this is going to require a lot of preparation. Well, you've lost me already. Do it well and you'll give your sweetheart an adventure she'll talk about for years to come.
Is this that role-playing stuff?
No, not at all. This is a romance. See, a lot of this is not sex, it's anticipation.
I'm not doing this. I'm not going to send my wife a note that says, come me. You know, if I want sex, I'll say to my wife, why do we leave the house? We have a beautiful bedroom upstairs. Let's go. You know what this is? This is that thing. You send her a note.
It's like that joke, Italian foreplay. What's Italian foreplay, honey? Right. I'm home.
Yeah. Right. So your thing here is that you send your wife a romantic letter.
Yeah, a little note. No, but I want to hear from Sherry, because remember, this is something...
Don't open this yet. Just come to the Doubletree Hotel on Broadway and ask for Mr. Peter Longfellow.
That's what it says.
A lot of people rent hotels on Valentine's Day, don't they? On Valentine's Day, it's one of the most popular days in a hotel room.
Go ahead, Laura.
This is how we barter on King of Hearts, okay? Uh-huh. You're laying in bed with your wife, and it's Sunday night, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's saying, honey, if you pull out King of Hearts and do King of Hearts for me this week, I'll do the Velvet Tongue on you.
Wow.
See, here's I'm talking your language a little more.
The Velvet Tongue.
That page is ripped. The anticipation begins.
Hey, is there any chapter in this book called Toss My Salad?
You ever heard of that?
Toss My Salad? Did you see Please Feed the Bear?
No.
It's in the chapter.
Please feed the bear.
Please feed the bear.
What chapter is that?
We're going to break. Do you have my chapter? Where's the remote?
Actually, in my new book, I have a chapter called Working the Remote. Is that a good one? Right. Now, can we play the game Sexual Family Feud?
How do we do that?
Do you want to play the game Sexual
Family Feud? Well, is it going to get us in trouble?
Oh, no, absolutely. You're going to love every moment of this.
All right, can we break for commercials? We'll come back. Oh, listen, I have something I want you to listen to before we break.
Okay.
About babies. You listen to this.
Okay.
About sex. Right here. Here it is.
Now, the sperm is an interesting little creature. It looks a little bit like the tadpoles that swim in ponds. It seems to be all head and tail. an almost round little head or body, and a very long tail.
This is the man that I get my sex advice from. Do you have any idea who this is? Listen very carefully, Laura. He's a very famous personality.
And he's an animal.
With the tail,
he's a sexual animal.
Can wriggle and swim. Now remember, it's so small that once this sperm meets an egg, it can actually swim right inside that little egg.
Wasn't this guy referred to as the original sexpert?
Yes. Some kind of a baby begins to grow. The meeting of the sperm from the father and the egg from the mother is the most important part in the making
of a baby.
That's right.
Who is that? Any idea?
Think sexpert.
Oh, gosh.
Who do you think that is? Very famous.
Don't know. I'm clueless.
Long Dong Linkletter. That is Art Linkletter.
Yeah,
Art Linkletter.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Oh, my
Art Linkletter. He's the man that I talk to about sex.
And he's done pretty well for you so far.
Yeah. Sex,
right.
Sex from the male's perspective.
Okay, don't listen to those guys. Buy the book, 1-800-611-VONK. She will melt in your arms. You'll get the best sex you've ever had for the next year. She will love it.
Why are you talking like this with your hands
over
here?
I
need a couple of mops in here. And we will be right back with sexpert Laura Korn. So, Laura Korn, what makes you such a sexpert?
Well, I don't
doubt you enjoy sex. You look like a woman who enjoys sex.
Yes, I do. I really do. It wasn't always that way. I mean, I have the same kind of similar story as Nora. I was married 8 years and I never had an orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
And
all
I,
your husband's fault, just like Nora?
No. Oh, absolutely not. It was my fault. I didn't tell him what I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And there's so many women out there that have a hard time communicating.
Was he a preacher?
No, actually, he's a stand-up comedian who writes for Seinfeld now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a very funny man.
Wow.
And
a funny man. What's his name?
Oh, God, I can't tell you. I promise I would never reveal his name on the radio. Because, you know, I didn't have an orgasm with him for 8 years.
Kip Adada. It was Kip Adada. No.
Would we recognize the name maybe as one of the writing credits on the program?
I just have to say, you might.
Larry David.
Let's just say when they did that Seinfeld episode with the no orgasm one,
mm-hmm.
I called him immediately. I said, come on, that was me, wasn't it? And he goes, no, that was Seinfeld's idea. I swear it was. I said, come on, that was so good. That was me. And so he swears it was Seinfeld's idea, so I don't know.
Did you fake it with him for 8 years?
Yes. Well, not for 8 years. You know, I don't even think I was clever enough to fake it. I mean, I just moaned a lot, but I never had an orgasm. In fact...
He must be very proud of that.
Well, I had one by myself.
Ah.
You know?
Of course you did, darling.
But
of course you did.
But I ended up going to the library and studying all these books, and I wrote my first book, which was a bestseller, called 237 Intimate Questions Every Woman Should Ask a Man.
Okay.
I interviewed 5,000 men. And I'm dying to do a sequel.
Oh, really?
I love guys.
Well, reading through this, you can see that there was some research done, but I would also think that some of this stuff, in order to write it, you would have had to have the personal experience.
How many men have you had sex with?
I've had sex with less than 10. I was married for 8 years. Mm-hmm. I know how many I've been in bed with and in what order.
Who were they? Name them all. Name them all right now by first name.
Oh, no, I can't.
All 10 guys.
Oh, no, don't put me on the spot. Because you know what? I have such a bad memory, I would have to go in and write their names down.
But you've actually had these experiences that are in the book?
Well, you
know
what? I got to tell you what's really interesting about mm-hmm. this book. When you rip out a secret seal page called, it could be Cybergasm or the 1 hour massage. Or tricks of the tongue.
God, you're dirty. You're dirty, though.
No, or like the velvet tongue, for example. And it's not just my recipe, but my information on that page comes from a best-selling book. And I had to pay 64 best-selling authors a significant amount of money to use their techniques in my book. So almost every one of these recipes has been recommended by a leading expert.
Oh, wow.
It appears in a different book.
Paul Prudhomme.
Julia Child. Who'd want to have sex with either one of them?
The frugal gourmet.
So the concept is that after a year of ripping out these pages and trying these neat things, that you will know every trick in over 64 best-selling books.
Wow. Who's the last guy you had sex with?
Isn't that very cool? So you don't have to read any other book but this one. And it's not a book you read. It's a book you do. Isn't that cool?
Who's the last guy you had sex with, Laura?
My boyfriend.
The most recent.
Yesterday morning. With my sweetheart in Dayton, Ohio, way here.
You have a Niagara one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He does everything you want?
Yeah, we do the book.
Did you do anything unusual, or was it just sort of like a, you know...
Straight sex?
Straight sex.
Actually, I'll tell you which one I did.
Okay.
What famous sex goddess said... Think about this. I'm going to tell you, because this is one of my favorite ways to have a bingo.
Have a bingo. Isn't that cute?
Have a bingo. A bingo. Honey, did you have a bingo?
B-I-N-G-O. B-I-N-G-O.
Bingo.
Would that be something?
Bingo.
Oh, gosh.
So anyway, he made you have a bingo.
Right, well, the very first secret sealed page in the book. Okay, now wait. Before you look, I want to ask you the question. What famous sex goddess said, quote, "I think I made his back feel better"?
Nell Carter.
Give me a break.
You got a good audience here.
That's good stuff.
Oh, God, what was that? My goodness, what was that?
You know why I was married to a stand-up for 8 years? I loved the laugh. That's why I couldn't wait to be on this show.
She loves the laugh,
Mike. We should introduce her to Ed Wynn.
Now, listen, what happened with his bingo?
No. I think I made his back feel better. Who said it? I'm getting to a point.
Oh, I don't know. Who said
it? What famous sex goddess?
Sex goddess?
Marilyn Monroe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Who was she talking about?
JFK.
Yes. But, do you know what she was famous for in the bedroom?
What?
I'm asking you.
You got me now. No, tell me.
What was she famous for?
Oral sex.
No, try it.
What was Marilyn Monroe famous for?
I would love a couple right now, if you're at home, and you want to try the Marilyn Monroe seduction on your sweetie right now.
And it's something that has to do with what Marilyn was good at?
She had this trick that made all of her men's toes curl, and it is one of the best ways to have an inside girl, and probably 99% of your audience.
I must say that I am intrigued.
I'm going to keep you in a state of anticipation, okay? Because you've been reading and ripping all the others, right? Keep them in a state of anticipation.
Yes, yes.
And before I leave, when I leave, mm-hmm. I'll whisper in your ear.
Okay.
Okay, can we do that?
That would be
because
a deal.
Because it's a little bit of anticipation.
Okay.
Do you think we could get a couple?
This is a for her eyes only.
No, can't peek. No.
I'm not looking at it. I'm just looking at the outside.
It's
I think
the first one in the book, and it is hot. You got to do this, ladies, for him on Valentine's Day.
You want people to call in the program now? Because you want them to play your sex game?
I want to play Sexual Family Feud. Or can we get a couple that would actually try one of these secret seal pages on now?
Like while we're on the air?
Well, no. I'll go into the other room. Uh-huh. I'll reveal what Marilyn Monroe was famous for.
A couple that would actually have sex right now?
And then
now?
Call us back before I leave and talk about. I know that every single one of these pages are great.
All right, let's see.
All right, let's check
can we
our
see
watches
if we get a couple?
Here.
Well, now, see, if it's me having sex, we could do it during the first commercial.
Absolutely.
Can I tell you something? I got it down to a science. By the time Star Trek The Next Generation, by the time that the opening sequence is done, I'm there. Job done. By the time they come back from the first commercial break, I don't miss any of the show.
Are you serious?
That's the kind of super lover I am.
But you know what? You know, can I tell you what's really great? You're a man after my own heart. Here's what I did for guys. Are you ready for the excitement, guys? This is the kind of foreplay you're going to get for the next year. This is what it sounds like. Because that's it. That's all you got to do. Rip out a page and the foreplay begins.
I thought you were simulating gas. Excuse me.
Our phone lines are open now. Let's see if we can get... Now, Laura, if we can't get a couple to actually have...
Who ripped one?
You never did that, have you?
Hey, Mike, I'm going to rip one now.
Oh, wow.
You want to rip one?
Yeah, here we go. All right, here we go, Donna.
Yeah!
Boy, that was the greatest I've ever had.
Now, listen, first of all... Oh, Laura. Oh, for goodness sakes. God, you stop it.
Oh, you have to stop doing this.
You dirty girl. Listen, now we need a couple. Hold on, we have a couple already. It's our audience. Of course, we already have a couple that want to make love.
And you want them to do the...
I'm going to do? I'm going to go into the other room. I'm going to keep you guys in a state of anticipation. I'm going to go into the other room.
No anticipation about that, that's for sure. She likes the humor. She likes the sound. There you go. We have lots of sound effects, Laura. You ever been on a show with this many sound effects?
You can't do this to me. This is not fair. My face is...
See, that's a special technique in the book, Rip One.
Come on, now, these sound effects don't go well with this topic.
Hold on. Besides the couple...
That's the sound effect after you do the velvet tongue.
How can any man have sex with you when you're talking like that? That would give me a headache.
How is your head? Is it throbbing right now?
Back and forth, Mike. Oh, back and forth. All right, now, Laura, we need a couple that will have sex. We have them. Let me talk to them right now.
Let's do it.
Hello. Hello.
Are you there?
Hold on a second. These phones.
course.
Were your hands sweating at all when you went to the phones?
Yeah.
I know. My palms are sweating, too, ever since Laura's been in here.
Hold on. It's the problem with the Telos unit.
only the finest equipment.
Sorry about this, Laura. Here, hey, amuse yourself for a minute.
Boy, you know, I thought we were the ones that loved that the most. I think we've got somebody else. Laura likes those sounds.
All right, here's our couple. Hello, John and Joan.
Hello.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
Hi, good evening. Are you married?
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you been married?
Going on 6 years.
About 6 years. And you're willing to do the little bit of Marilyn Monroe on him tonight?
Well, okay.
Okay.
Did you want to do it right now, though?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the other room and I'm going to reveal three of the secrets in these secret sealed pages. One is the velvet tongue. I think you've got to do that for him.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Does he like oral love?
Oral pleasure?
Do you? Does he?
Yeah.
Okay, this is you.
Yep. He sure does.
Okay, so we're going to do the velvet tongue, a little of the I think I made his back feel better, and the hottest seduction in the book, which has got your three thumbs up.
Excuse me, my nose just...
You
had an orgasm.
You've got the velvet nose.
Excuse me.
The Laura Korn challenge, which you like that one too.
Okay.
Yes. 6 years, all right?
Now listen, besides this couple that's then going to have sex and tell us about it, you want other people to play your game? To play your silly reindeer game?
The sexual family feud game.
Okay, so
I'll set that up.
So you wanted to do the I made his back feel better, the velvet tongue, and the Laura Korn challenge all like in the space of a commercial break?
Yeah, how about that? You're willing to take the challenge tonight?
Challenge.
I'm
going
to send you a copy of the book and my video, which we haven't even talked about yet.
Oh, your video.
Oh, my video.
Your video.
Yeah, let me see that.
Oh,
video.
I found my G-spot 8 months ago.
Where is it?
Where is your G-spot?
Well, it's where every woman's G-spot is. So there has been a myth about the G-spot. I didn't believe it existed until about a year ago. And it's changed my life.
Rob A. found his about a year ago. It's his dessert fork.
Listen, we'll get John and Joan. Hold on, we have another couple too here, Laura. Is this Rex? Rex,
hey.
Rex and Shelly?
What's happening?
All right, you guys want to have sex?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, hold on. Listen, Laura,
always good to have a guy named Rex.
We have two couples for you.
Okay.
And we'll take all of the other calls to play this silly sex game. At 1-800-636-1067. And Laura's book, 101 Nights of Great Sex. Call 1-800-611-BONG.
I promise to get it to you before Valentine's.
And if you're looking for the book, it's not great sex. It's great sex.
Sex.
We'll be right back.
WJFK.
It's an estimated completion date of January 1995.
The plan, if I may, was to complete Hank's Look Around Cafe on August 23rd this year. That's my birthday. Can't move my birthday back. What else does my jackass business manager have to say?
Mr. Kingsley, restaurants rotate when they are at the top of buildings. Your place is at street level. There is no view.
He does not get it. You see, the point is, it's not the view. The point is, when you eat at Hank's, you and your food are going on an adventure.
Maybe you should just forget the rotating floor and get the place going.
Forget the rotating floor. Come on, take a mess. Come on. Well, sir, thank you. But I am a visionary, so I'd like you to take your opinion and shove it right up your... Regards, Hank Kingsley. Fax that back to him.
But he's saying you don't have enough money to make it rotate.
Fine. Then I will get investors. It so happens I am on a first-name basis with some of the most influential, some of the most powerful people in this business. So, get Chuck Woolery on the phone.
The Don and Mike Show.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian. Don and Mike.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
On a hippie trail, head full of...
I love you.
Hi, guys.
We're with Laura Korn. Miss Low Energy, 1996.
You know what? I only had a chance to talk to the one couple. Now, I could go back in there and talk to the guy at the next break, but she's really excited. She's been married for 6 years. It's Joan and John. And I told her about the Marilyn Monroe seduction. Never did it. Does it? Oh, she's really excited about that one. The Velvet Tongue is probably her favorite because he loves that the tongue thing. She goes, wow, my gosh, I can't believe I've been married 6 years. I don't know any of this stuff. So we're going to be checking in with her in about, she said, guys, 45 minutes.
The Velvet
45 minutes.
Wow. 45 minutes.
Well, I mean, we might be able to call back in a half an hour, so she's going to do all three.
If you have the phone number, we are going to call back at the end of this break and see where they are. We are joined by Laura Korn. I got to get the station. Slugs in here listening, Sacramento, California. KHTK, Tampa Bay, Florida. 1010 Talks, WQYK, and in Ocean City, Maryland on The Fox. 97.1. Here is Laura Korn, who has written the book, 101 Nights of Great Sex. Now, how much does this book...
Sex. How you much can have Tony Tiger in your bedroom, too. Great sex.
Does have two extra R's, Don.
It does.
How much does the book cost?
The book costs $29.95. And when you think about it, though, it guarantees great sex twice a week, every week, for an entire year, or your money back. I mean, yes, you can send a half... if you're any time in the next year, you're not having great sex. Send the book back.
And your little keys on these, the dollar signs, the knife and fork, those are what's required, like if there's money involved or...
Isn't that knife and fork?
Well, you see, remember, the only thing you can see in this book are the titles to the secret seal pages and these little icons on the pages.
So the knife and fork would mean dinner?
Yeah, there's
like that?
Food involved. Mm. And a car means you're going somewhere.
Rusty Ford.
and a gold star means it's going to cost you over $100. Now, most of the pages don't have any money involved, but some of them do, because I think it's important to pull out all the stops once in a while. Women and men, I think, both want to be seduced.
Now, listen, I've got one thought about you.
Yes.
I've listened to you now for 45 minutes. I think that you're a member secretly of this Man-Haters Club. I think that as I read this book, and as I'm reading the book seems to be written from the perspective that men are doing everything wrong.
Oh, absolutely not.
No?
Where do you get that idea? I've got 50 secret seal pages for a woman to seduce a man.
What's wrong with you, Don?
Wait. Hey,
yeah, I'm the only one that feels this way. I'm the only one.
Are you feeling threatened? Get in touch with your masculinity, man. Oh, my God.
Absolutely
not. So you're not a man-hater.
Oh, man, how could I write a book? Think about this.
Yes.
A book called 237 Intimate Questions Every Woman Should Ask a Man If I Did Not Like Men. How could I interview 5,000 men and ask them all 237 questions?
What is the most intimate of questions you asked men? Not that I will answer.
The most intimate?
Yeah.
God, that's because there's 57 really intimate questions, but the one that I really like the most.
Yes,
yeah. Oh gosh, I'm almost too embarrassed.
All right, what is it?
Well, okay, how about this one, guys?
Okay.
If a woman wanted to intensify your what words could she whisper in your ear right at that moment?
Charlotte Ray. She was Mrs. Garrett on the Facts of Life.
Okay.
Red Sox win. Well, that's three words.
No, I didn't say two words.
This could be anything. Red Sox win World Series.
What do you think the number one answer was to that question? In fact, maybe
Ken Stevens is dead?
I don't. That we both have. That we both in. All right, both of our.
Man, I'd have the best manager ever.
Top of my head would come off.
Like you Nora, the top of my head would come.
He's our boss.
No, can I tell you something?
Yes.
The Jesus I hear off the top of a woman's head will come off.
Really?
You know, I don't know what I'm saying or what I'm talking about, but boy.
What's the answer to your intimate question there?
How about that be the first sexual Family Feud question?
Oh, all right. Okay, let's.
Okay,
let's
what did 5,000 men say? 75% out of 5% said the same thing.
Okay, here we go. Portland, Maine. Hello, here's Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Donna Mike?
Well, listen, hold on. Before we get to this, so just so I'm correct on this, you think that having good sex is as much inherent on the woman doing something
absolutely
to make the man as evenly as the man doing whatever it takes to make the woman happy?
I got 101 pages. There are 50 for his eyes only, 50 for hers, and one for the very end. What is that? Does that seem like an equal thing? She seduces you once a week, and you seduce her once a week.
I want to be seduced.
Fair enough. Charles.
Yes.
Go ahead. Let's see. Laura, you have a question for Charles?
Yeah. Now, Charles?
Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, when was the last time you seduced your wife with something really special, Charles?
Oh, it's been a while.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't we put it on our list of things to do,
yeah.
Charles?
Sounds good.
Okay. So will you rip out a secret seal page and surprise your wife? If you win a copy of this book?
Yeah, I would.
Very cool. Okay, now what words do you like to hear whispered in your ear right before bingo?
Well, I kind of like that Red Sox one.
All right. My man! Way to go!
Do you want to win a copy of the book and the incredible G-Spot video?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now what words do you think most men said they want to hear whispered in their ear?
I can't breathe. Get off me.
Oh, man, I don't know. Oh, God. That's tough.
Ouch, you're pulling my hair.
There's one that comes to mind that's kind of jive that what? I have to say, thinking that men might have said this. I love you.
Look at the way he said it when he looked at me. Like, just, well, actually, I got to tell you, that was the second most popular answer.
Second most popular. Okay.
Jeez, I would have got the second one, huh?
Survey says. Richard Dawson with a little pinky up in the air. How about the guy's name?
Yep.
Yeah, now you're getting closer. The closer, closer.
How about, you're my Superman?
Ooh, closer. Oh, you're so close.
Okay, how about this? How about...
I know what it is. Do you think...
I can't...
You think you agree?
You know what? I was very surprised. That was not as popular as you would think.
Okay.
Okay, but you know, but this is radio friendly, everybody. All right, what words do men want to hear whispered in their ear? Before...
Charles.
Make love to me.
That is Charles's answer. Make love to me.
Sorry, no cigar.
Oh, I think I know.
Right. Okay. Have a great day. A great evening.
All right, goodbye. Let's go to...
getting all naughty here.
Let's go to Sacramento, California. Hello.
Starting to blush.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark. Hi, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Very cool.
Good.
And now this is for a copy of the book and the video.
Yes.
What are those words?
What are those words?
What are the words men want to hear whispered in their ear?
Oh, I just thought I remember.
Well, if I do it, then I'll be cut off if I say anything.
Oh, no, it's radio friendly.
Yeah, you don't have to say dirty words.
No. No, it's not that word.
Hold on, wait.
Hold on.
Don't do it yet.
Hold on, no, I thought that was the answer because you'd say, listen, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm gonna, and she says, hold on, wait.
What about
wait?
Don't yet.
Yeah, that would be... There you go. That's the winner.
Is that it? Is that number one?
Not yet.
No cigar.
All right.
But have a great day anyway.
Oh, you don't even have a guess?
Oh,
you. Hello, Virginia. Roanoke, Virginia. Lynchburg, hello.
Hey, how's it going, Dynamite?
Great. Who's this, please?
This is Don.
Now, does this guy have to have the same question?
Yeah, well, no. I mean, do you want a new question?
Well, let's get the other one
okay,
answered.
Okay, let's get this answered. Yes.
What is the answer?
Well, there's two things that come to mind. I want you now, and I want to lick your whole body.
Earth, wind, and fire.
Yes,
what do you want, a sympathy book?
Have my own bell.
You want a sympathy book, don't you, sir?
Oh, I just always looking for new ways to increase, sexual.
I want to lick your body.
Okay, sir. We don't need any more detail.
Yes. Oh, sorry, Mike. I'm sorry.
Right. Oh, God.
Yeah, we've got a 2-year-old, so I'm looking for any edge I can get.
Really? Well, if you want to score, get a copy of the book.
Oh, all right. You are a taskmeister with this, aren't you?
In the other one, in that guy's case,
NASCAR Saturday night. Yay. All right, listen, what's the answer? I want to go to another question.
Okay,
what's the answer?
All right, now, what's the most important thing usually to most men? I'm going to tell you, but what's the most important thing a man knows when he's making love to a woman that he has done what for her?
Oh, okay.
Okay, right.
He's given her...
Right, the bingo. So if I whispered, I'm...
Oh, I'm bingoing?
I'm bingoing?
That's it?
Well, is that what it is?
Bingo! That's it? I'm
bingoing?
Woo!
Woo!
All right.
Now, come on. Isn't that what guys want to hear? Think about it.
Nope.
You don't want to know that? You don't want to know that she's been satisfied?
I've got a couple more that are on my personal list, Laura. They're a little higher than that, to be perfectly honest.
Okay. Well, that's what most men said.
Hello,
okay.
Cleveland. Okay. Cleveland, Ohio. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Cleveland. How you doing?
Just dandy.
Go.
Who is this, please?
This is Rich.
Hello, Rich.
Okay, question?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I had the answer to the last one.
Isn't that what you want to hear?
Yes.
See? Of course, guys. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, you're a sensitive guy.
Okay.
Hey, I'm a sensitive guy. Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Experts feel if we had these four items in our bedroom, we would want to make love more often.
Tube sock.
Headboard. Headboard so you can flick stuff in back of it.
The remote control. Got to have that.
Refrigerator.
Beer.
That laugh of yours.
I'm sorry.
Would you have a straitjacket before we get you out of here today?
Actually, if you could name just two items, you're a winner.
Two of the four items you need
in the bedroom.
Yeah, experts feel, it actually comes from another best-selling book called Hot Monogamy. Patricia Love talks about these four items, and I think they're pretty good.
I know one that's a guarantee in the bedroom that would help it. Nose trimmer. Just love getting the last, Don.
I know you do.
Just love it. Just love it, absolutely.
What was that, Laura?
What the hell was that?
My goodness.
For goodness sake.
Yeah. I'm sweating.
You
better stop it.
All right, listen. Tell us one of the four items. Give us a hint. What's one of the four?
I would say candles.
Candles are erotic lighting.
Frog's book.
Hello, everybody. Yes, Calgon bath oil beads. Take me away. See, I had you pegged right. I knew you. Candles, my ass.
Hey, that'd be an interesting. Put that chapter in there. Run around the bedroom.
Candle bum no butt.
The British are coming. All right. Roman
I bet you guys are dynamos. Geronimo in the bedroom. I bet you guys are. Don't you think so?
Oh, I think I'm great. Yes, absolutely.
And you? Can I have the bell too?
Sure. There I am.
There.
You think he's great too?
Sure, the best.
All men think they're great.
The greatest.
Well, why are women complaining that they don't get enough stimulation?
I don't know. Ask them.
Do you know where the G helps you?
We didn't invent TV.
Okay, we're getting away from the question. So we have candles. Sir, if you can name just one other item, I'll give you a copy of the book.
I would say, and chocolate.
No. Good, I'm glad you lost.
Okay.
I'm glad you lost, Mr. Sensitive.
All right, hold on, one more here. Chocolate. Let's go to Ocean City, Maryland. Hello?
Nylons.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey.
Who's this?
It's Steve.
Now, what are you, some guy putting on a phony voice?
No, I was going to say a chicken.
Oh, we're kicking.
A chicken in the bedroom.
Man, maybe on your farm.
All right. Virginia, hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, guys?
Great. Who's this?
This is Mark in Roanoke.
Are we still on the same question now?
Yeah, we're still looking for another item in the bedroom. You're a winner of 101 nights of great sex.
Well, I can only speak for my wife and I. We enjoy X-rated videos.
Okay, so you think X-rated videos is on the list?
Yeah, we enjoy that.
Okay. You know what? It's real important, but that's not on this particular list.
Yeah, here I was getting excited for just a second.
Hello, Wichita, Kansas. Who is this?
This is Tony.
Hi, hey, Tony.
Is this Tony the Tiger?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, we got that. Every time you said that. Great.
Okay. Okay, so go ahead. What's your guess?
I'll say a mirror.
Yes. Yes!
Right. Oh, yeah!
Yes.
Hey, you're a winner.
Good deal.
No X-rated videos.
Great, a candle in a mirror.
Okay, a full-length mirror. Because it's a lot of women should be able to look at themselves in a mirror and accept their body so they would be better lovers. That's what the experts feel.
Now I'm laughing like you. Looking at Don's face.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got oil, we have mirrors.
Okay, hold on. Let's get one more here from Buffalo, New York. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You are on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, who's this?
This is Joe.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Do you like the idea of secret sealed pages?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Would you rip out one for your husband?
Sure.
Would he rip out one?
I don't know.
Do the Laura Korn challenge first, and he will.
Okay.
Okay, he'll rip them out faster than you.
Okay.
Okay, so give me one guess, because I want you to win.
Champagne.
What do you think, guys? Think more permanent fixture. More permanent...
Keg.
Come here, honey.
That chicken was great.
Come here, do me. Take the Laura Korn challenge. Tap this keg.
right.
Oh, dear.
Man. Are you all right?
Oh, gosh.
To do the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, gosh.
What is your guess?
I said champagne.
Champagne. No,
it's
sorry.
Solid pictures. I don't know.
All right. Laura, we have to break. What are the other items?
Okay. Obviously, the bed, but what's on the bed? Sexy sheets. You know, sheets that say,
rubber
you know,
sheets.
I'm in the mood, right? And the fourth, which is probably the most important.
Hamster. Floss.
You're never going to get it out of me if you continue, guys.
All right.
Is a sensuous...
a what?
Is a what? Sensuous painting. You know why? Erotic art, because it would send a subliminal message to us to keep us thinking about how important intimacy is physically in our lives, right? That's good. What's on your wall,
I had
guys?
You pegged right.
Hold on a second. We've got a break.
Okay.
Before you continue this line of questioning.
Dogs playing poker.
We will be right back. More calls with Laura Korn, and we will call back the couple that's having sex for what unfortunately would be the last segment with Laura.
WJFK.
And Mike Show, Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show. On 11, Don and Mike Show, on 11. Don and Mike Show, Don and Mike Show, on 11, on off 3. Where is Jaka? Dormey do. Where is Don? Here I am. Where is Ron? Oh, my dude. Where is Mike? Here I am. Where is Don? Where is Mike? Here we are, the Don and Mike Show. Where is Lisa? Where is Jeff? Here we are. Producers of the Don and Mike Show. Here we are. Where is Buzz? Here I am. Where is Charlie? Charlie Boyle. Where is Robbie? Here I am. Don't make me. The Don and Mike Show on WJFK 106.7, 11-3.
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting from the zone of uncertainty, the Don and Mike Show.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
You ever have sex involving feet?
You know, a lot of people are into this toes. In fact, I have an interesting question involving an erogenous zone on a woman. And actually, it's not considered an erogenous zone, but if you kiss it and you stimulate it and you suck on it, it'll drive her nuts. But it gets very little attention, and most men don't even know about
where
it.
Where is it?
Do you know? I mean, that's my next
question. Between her toes?
Well, a lot of people say toes, but toes is an erogenous zone for a lot of women.
The ball of her feet?
No, it's not.
The heel?
No.
Behind the Achilles tendon?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was on the foot.
Oh, it's not. Oh, well.
No, I'm just saying because you said toes, and you know toes are.
You know, there was an employee here at our home station WJFK during the break that wanted me to ask you a question.
Okay.
And I won't say his name, but I'll just say what it sounded like. He said, "How do you find the G-ups on a woman?"
The Nigerian nightmare.
Yes.
Timmy Obibane wanted to know that. Yeah.
Oh, this is very cool. You know what? Because most people don't know where it is. It's the same location on every woman. I use very sophisticated computer
graphics.
Can
you draw me a map?
There is a map in this video, but it's a very erotic map, by the way. I show you exactly where it is.
Go to the fork in the road.
You can walk some cut off. Get there quickly, great one.
And the really good news, guys, the really good news about the juice map, you only need 2.5 inches.
Well, why is that good for us?
Well, it's not good for you.
Have you seen us with our pants off or something? Listen, enough of this dirty talk. Let's get back to calls.
But wait, I got to tell you the best part.
What?
Are you ready for this?
What?
We put a camera on Mr. Friendly. And we took pictures of two people making love from the nothing. What it looks like in New York. But wait a minute. It's very. It's done very. It was. I used graphics that look. It's not clinical. It's very sensuous. And you will see, guys.
Use those NFL Today graphics.
You will see when Mr. Friendly goes right by the G-Dops in a position, and you will see Mr. Friendly hitting the G-Dops right on. Now, when was the last time you made love to your wife and you were thinking location, location, location?
Oh my.
Or angle, angle, angle. Guys, you will never be the same if you see the video.
I tell you the problem with you, okay? Too much work. There is, for the man, there is simply too much work involved.
Where do guys get most of their training? Their training for sex. Where do you guys...
On the streets, baby.
Where? What do you think
there was a
guys...
camp counselor I had one time that... No, I don't want to talk about it, though.
I mean, the visual training. Where do guys get most of their visual training?
From magazines. From porn.
Right. And so now you want to know why a lot of women are walking around going, I never had enough of that heroin. I mean, come on, let's face it, guys.
So you think the guys getting their information from pornography is wrong?
I don't think there's any technique in pornography. I think it's very titillating, and I like watching it. But you don't learn anything, do you?
No.
Okay, tell me the last time you watched an educational sexual video where you learned something.
Educational sexual video?
Yeah, or something where you learned something.
Let's change the subject.
Okay.
Let's just change the
you
subject.
You will learn something if you watch this because I show you the Venus butterfly technique.
Okay.
And that was on L.A. Law for a whole year. Remember that? They talked about it on L.A. Law for a whole year. You know what the Venus butterfly technique is?
No, but how many of those videos did you bring with you?
I got his attention.
Hello, the great state of Maine. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. You're on the air.
All right.
Very cool. Now, which question are we on? Do we remember?
Give him a new question.
Okay.
We got to wrap this up. Give him a new question.
You got a new question, sir? In ancient... Are you ready? You want a new question?
Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. In ancient times, Japanese men, after a night of lovemaking... had to do something for the woman before she awakened. It was an absolute rule in their culture. What is
before she
it?
Awakened.
Before she awakened, after a night of lovemaking, Japanese men had to do what?
Go to karaoke
the next,
bar.
You say, the next morning?
Before she awakened. You'll get a copy of The Incredible G-Spot in the book.
Clean her up.
I was going to say draw her a bath, yeah.
Yeah, so you clean her up. That's what an average guy would think. You got to clean up, wash her down.
Okay.
Wash her down. Hold her off.
Well, you just got done doing that.
Wash her down.
No cigar. That's not
no,
it.
No,
no,
right,
no.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
And you know what? If we could just do some of these in our relationships right now, I don't think there'd be any divorces.
Iowa. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, doing great. The question again, Laura?
All right, in ancient times, Japanese men, after a night of lovemaking, it was an absolute rule that they had to do what for the woman before she awakened?
Oh, boy.
Turn the alarm on?
I don't know.
That's it? That's your guess? You don't know?
Let the cat out.
With the cat.
Lady cat out. Hello, Baltimore. Baltimore.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Rick.
Okay. Hey, Rick.
Rick, same question for Rick?
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Try to guess.
Well, I've got two choices here, and I'm deciding which
you
to go with.
Go with both.
The first was massage.
While she's sleeping?
Well, she's getting up.
What's the second one?
go out and pick flowers. Bring her flowers.
Oh, God. Okay. See, all the guys... You know what's worse? You know what? Seriously, what is worse than some of these concepts, and they're not all bad, don't get me wrong here, but what's worse is these guys calling and trying to be Mr. Sensitive. That's really ticking me
off. You know they're not. You know they're like us in real life.
Brew tea? Brew one of those celestial seasonings tea?
Make the Calgon bath oil be best. Calgon, take me away! The girl's kaleidoscope eyes.
Picture yourself.
That is so funny.
Listen, one more. What's the answer? They give me another question. What was the answer to that one?
Okay, think terribly romantic. What's the most romantic thing you've done for your wife? I know you guys are softies inside. You are, I can tell.
The most romantic thing I've done for my wife?
Put a rose. No.
What? Just give me the answer. I don't like the Inquisition here. I just like the answer.
Okay,
please.
Okay. The answer is they had to write a poem.
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
See, your problem is you're living in a fantasy world, okay? This is fantasy.
So there are are some romantic guys out there. Come on. I mean, when was the last time you actually made love to your wife?
Virus Abru, I really enjoy sleeping with you.
That's all I have to say about that.
Wow.
You might as well sell this book at Disneyland. This is such a fantasy. Such a fantasy.
It's not a fantasy. People are actually ripping out the pages and surprising each other.
Okay.
And they're scoring big time.
Okay, one more call here.
Okay.
We get one more question.
And we got to check in with the couple.
I shall. Here is Steve from Iowa. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, good.
Okay,
what is the question for Steve?
The question is, I asked a question about what area on a woman's body is not considered an erogenous zone, but is extremely sensitive to a kiss and gets very little attention. Meaning, if you just suck a nibble in this one little area, she'll levitate off the bed.
How about her belly button?
Belly button? Is it on the list? Ah! Sorry, no
okay.
cigar.
All right, hold on.
Oh, have a great day.
Spotsylvania, Virginia. Hello, you're on the air with Laura.
Hi. Hello, radio guys.
Hi, what do you think that spot is?
Where do I think that spot is? I think it's the earlobe.
Earlobe.
Is it the earlobe?
No, because that's considered an erogenous zone.
Okay.
All right,
is the nape of the neck also considered an erogenous zone?
Oh, absolutely.
Zone?
Right. Hot.
Hello, how about our eyeballs? Didn't we have some guy who licked his girlfriend's eyeballs when they had
sex? That
was
his fetish. He liked to lick eyeballs.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
It's Tommy.
From?
Wichita.
Yes, Tommy.
Yeah. What's the question?
Well, here you got him right here. You got the average guy right here, Lou.
Absolutely.
Here's the average guy who will never write poetry, never have candles.
Wait a minute. Are they giving you a bum rap? Who is this?
What?
Are you married?
Yeah.
Okay, how many years?
One.
His wife is laughing in the background. So you've been married. Now, are you kind of romantic or not?
Oh, yeah.
See? You would rip out a page in a Secret Seal page in a book and surprise your wife?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what area on a woman's body is not considered an erogenous zone, but if you kiss it, it's extremely sensitive to a kiss and gets very little attention? It's great.
How about the back of her kneecap?
That's the second most popular answer.
Okay.
And you're getting really close. It's okay, a hint, below the waist and above the knee.
It's what?
Below the waist and above
her
the
thigh?
Knee.
Her inner thigh.
Close. It's even more specific. You got to really nail this one little area.
Right at the.
You what?
Be careful.
Right where her butt joins her leg.
That's like a question that's really.
That's it.
Well, look at me. I'm Mr. Sensitive.
Very good, Sharon Adams.
Okay, you got it.
Yay.
Now, when was the last time you were there nibbling on that one?
Yeah, let's get that answer.
Yeah, let me see. Lunch was about 2 hours ago. I'll try that tonight.
It works. It really works. I mean, it right the backside, that little, butt area, that little crease.
That little crease there.
Yes. Excellent, guys.
I'll be going home tonight, write my wife poetry and lighting candles, and then I'll be kissing her butt all night. You can.
Yeah, and on some women it's a crease. On other women, it's like an airline hanger.
You do that often, Don?
Oh, constantly, sir. I mean, honey, well, anybody who's listening to the show knows I kiss my wife's ass all the time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, here's an erotic thought. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Picture that space. I'm a fabulous sports babe. Yeah.
You know what you need? You wouldn't be able to lick it with your tongue.
No.
You would have to. You know those things they have, like the big wet sponges that they use at the post office to put all the stamps? That's what you'd have to use there.
Pry it open with like a clamp.
I'm going to call this couple back now that's having sex.
Now, they should have finished by now, right?
Yep, we've given them enough time.
Laura's book, 101 Nights of Great Sex, call 1-800-611-BONK.
Hello.
Hello, is this Joan?
Yeah.
Hi, Joan.
Hi.
We're on the air.
Uh-huh.
Did you finish?
Two of the three.
Oh, my gosh, the anticipation is building.
Mm-hmm.
Anticipation is building.
Yeah, well, we kind of stopped because we expected you to be calling.
Oh, did you want to continue?
Well, no, let's go. We can just talk now.
Okay. Is he right there?
Yeah.
Okay. Which one? Oh, gosh, did you do the Laura Korn Challenge?
No.
Oh, you didn't do the Laura Korn Challenge?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so you did.
What did you do?
The Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And is he there?
Yeah.
Put him on. Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Hello.
You're pretty close.
Hello. Who is this?
This is John.
Hi, John. Did your wife do the Marilyn Monroe for you?
Oh, God, did she?
And how'd you like that?
When those toes curl up this far, how do you straighten them back up again?
Oh,
so we got a satisfied customer.
And it's a very good one, isn't it?
Yes.
How about the velvet tongue?
That's the keeper.
Now, who does the velvet tongue?
The woman. It's an oral technique, right? Oh. And she had not done this oral
technique. Yeah.
Yes, and it's something that female professional lovers do to give their clients the ultimate pleasure. And
something whores do.
It's every woman should do it. Am I right?
Every woman's a whore to me.
Yeah. Would you give it a 3 thumbs up?
Four.
Four.
Ooh. Oh, well. Well, you know what? Now that she's done something for you, promise me you want a copy of my cool book, 101 Nights of Great Sex. You want a copy?
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing.
Oh, sure. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Hold on a second, my friend.
All right.
Hold on for your copy of Laura's
book. Mike, you made my day.
Okay. Don't thank us, my friend. Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Well... You have just worn me out here, Laura.
Have I?
Yes.
I can't tell you. I can't thank you guys enough for having me on your air. It was just everything that I always thought it would be.
I'm exhausted.
Now, your next book, when is this coming out?
My new book will be out in the spring, and hopefully I'll be able to return with that. I'll have some new questions and some new stuff in a new kind of book, and it's going to be just as exciting, and I just want to say it's nice to be important, but I think it's more important to be nice, and you guys treated me great. Thank you very much for having me.
Hey, cheer up.
And everybody out there, have a year of great sex and happy deals, honey.
Yippee. And why is she continuing to talk like she's talking into a megaphone? All right.
Okay, wait a minute. 611-BONK. 611-BONK. 1-800.
You can order Laura's book, 101 Nights of Great Sex, at 1-800-611-BONK. Okay, I hate goodbyes.
I love you guys.
I will.
Give me a hug. Hugs.
Bye. See you later.
There we go.
Bye.
Hug time.
Hug time. All right, there's hug. Hug
time.
Big hug. Big hug. Big hug. Time for your hug, Mike. Big hug, Mike. Big hug. Oh. Well, thank you, Laura. 1-800-611-BONK. I've noticed you being quite the voyeur during all of that buzz.
I'm just listening and watching.
Simply sitting, listening. You know, and can I tell you something, Laura? He's the kinkiest of all of us.
Oh, absolutely.
Let me ask you this. We were looking at a transsexual directory yesterday, and none of us knew they had a glossary of
terms for the publication, so people would know what the little initials meant.
They had the initials. For instance, BM was black male, WM was white male, SS was straight sex, there was S&M, B&D, FF. Do you know what that is, FF?
No idea.
Okay, hold on. None of us knew. He knew it right away. Do you have a pen over there? Can you write it? Oh, here, I got it right here. Hold on.
I've done a lot of reading.
That's what...
Wow.
This man knew what that meant.
Wow.
And Bub gives it a little Dick Clark so long. That little salute.
Yeah. All right.
And I bet Buzz knows where the G-spot is, too.
Do you, Buzz?
Yes, I do.
No, listen to that one.
Yes, I do.
Of course he does.
All right.
Yeah, Mike is still hitchhiking trying to find that. Pick us up, please.
I don't know where it is.
Get out of here, Laura. Come on, get out now. You've been here long enough.
Bye, Laura Corn.
All right, well, I'll be picking corn out of our teeth for the next few moments, and we'll be right back.
WJFK.
The guy could have said, I want to dye your hair platinum blonde. And I would have said to him the same thing. You're full of shit, which is what...
Honey, hey, you just,
wow.
You just dropped the S-bomb.
That's a first.
The Don and Mike Show.
Profoundly normal. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Listen, about this station, okay, because we're kind of talking about this. Here, Rob, put the penis stuff away, please.
Very distracting.
Yes.
As distracting as Buzz's ball.
No, it's almost as distracting, though. Okay, about the party here this weekend. You know, this came up very late in the show yesterday, and I just want to... get on this topic for a second. On behalf of all the people that work here at our radio station who get treated like crap and make no money and have to work awful hours,
yep.
You know, the station finally had a good ratings book.
Yeah.
Our show, as we mentioned, was number one in the ratings, and thank you again for that.
We appreciate it.
And some of the other shows also did very well. The Redskins got some big ratings.
Mm-hmm.
So the station, for the first time that we're on here, WJFK in D.C., for the first time ever, they're in the top five in the ratings.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So they get everybody all stirred up. They put a memo out last week when the ratings came out that said, we will celebrate with a magnificent
magnificent party.
Yeah. Best ratings in the station's history. This will be a shindig.
They say stand by for details.
Mm-hmm.
And now, listen, I swear to God, I'm not talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm talking about people in the hall. You walk by in the hall and they say, hey, you going to the party?
Yeah, everybody's talking
about it. Oh, it's going to be great. I understand. Say, did you see the memo? Big party coming up.
Yeah, it's at a great place, too. Really, really cool restaurant. A restaurant that's not only hard to get a table at, but it's very popular and it's very good.
Hey, Jeremy, I just saw you slinking by the window. Why don't you just come back in here so I don't have to call you up, please?
So we can get just a little more of an explanation as to why the thing was switched.
Okay, so they have reservations made. They're going to get a room at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody from the station's real excited about it. And the restaurant that they're going to have the party at is in Tyson's Corner, which is a 12-minute drive from the radio station. Even in rush hour traffic, you hop on 66 and you're there.
Private room, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, everything.
Right. Everybody's real psyched about it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think happened.
Yep.
Okay? Ken Stevens, the general manager, you know, Ken the Jackal, he's never around. He manages this station and the station in Philly and the station in Baltimore.
Works out of his bedroom.
Not being in the office all week long.
No, I haven't seen him. Is he alive?
So these guys, I spoke to him briefly on the telephone today, but he was up in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys, they make the plan to have the party, and they put out the memo. And remember, yesterday we goofed on the memo that Jeremy put out about it was like a production that someone in graphic arts class would do. Well, the way that I think that this is happening is that someone told Ken, listen, we're having a nice party for all of the employees at the radio station on Friday night, and Ken said, that place is too nice.
Mm-hmm.
That place is too expensive. That
wouldn't
place
surprise me at all.
Is too whatever. Okay? Listen, trust me. Ken Stevens is a very evil man. He's no Saddam.
Did you broach the subject with him at all when you were on the phone with him today?
I did not, Mike, because we were arguing other things like the logistics of broadcasting from an airplane.
I understand.
Yeah, we went, listen, Jesus Christ, did we go round and round about this. You know, he says, you can't do it. You guys, you can't broadcast from an airplane. I said, what if the airplane is already on its descent on the way in?
Mm-hmm.
What if they're like 3,000 feet off the ground?
Mm-hmm.
There's not much that we could screw up by turning on our little satellite thing. I said, that would make radio history. And then I said, Dan Rather has done it.
Right.
Dan Rather broadcasts from an airplane.
Go right to the top. Go right to the top to use your example.
And then there was a moment of silence, and Ken said, you're not seriously going to bring Dan Rather into this conversation. And I said, yes. I said, I've seen Dan Rather on TV broadcasting from an airplane. And he said, okay. And he called me back and he said, well, I don't know what you're talking about. He said, as far as I know, the only time Dan Rather broadcast from an airplane was during the Vietnam War. And I said, no. I've seen him. I see it happening all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we were stuck on that.
So you were dancing on that, and you didn't get a chance to bring up the
party. No.
The party.
Although he did say the last thing he said is, I'm going to try to make it in for the party tonight. Are you going?
Right.
And I said, yeah, I think I'm going to stop by for a second. He said, okay, got to go. Bye, click.
There you go.
Okay. So my theory, someone called Ken, called the boss, and told him what they had planned down here. He said, no, that place is too nice. That restaurant is too expensive. Now, rather than put out a memo that says that,
right,
a memo that says, Ken says we can't because it costs too much, and Ken wants to keep morale down around here.
Sure.
They put out this memo. New location. Since many people felt Tyson's was too far away, 12 minutes away.
Yeah. Many people, I think. Probably one person.
Our bash will be much closer. Easy to drop by on your way home. Come to... And I won't say the name of the place, but we used to call it Trey Diarrhea.
Yes.
I understand it's under new management now.
Probably a better thing.
Okay. But it's like in an old Ponderosa building right down the street. Right across the street from some flophouse motel.
You could throw a quarter at it that you just had in your mouth. You could throw a quarter right across the street and hit the building. It is very close to the building.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that the proximity has anything to do with it.
No, it's totally the price of this.
Dollars and cents.
And it really stinks. It really stinks. And there's one of the perpetrators,
yes.
I don't doubt. Mr. Allen Line 1.
Absolutely.
I don't, you know, I just feel bad for the people at the station.
Because
I know everybody was all abuzz about this. Hey, no pun intended.
Understood.
But, you know, hey, the station's going to do something nice for us.
That was a nice get dressed up, go out there, have a great time thing.
Yeah. And now everybody knows that we're just going to be having salsa tonight.
Right.
You know, we're going to that place.
I don't even feel like going, but I'm going to go because we should go. I mean, that's it. But, I mean, it's one of those deals where it would have been incredible, and now it's going to be okay. Hey, but you know, anywhere we can get together with our coworkers is fine with me.
Well,
speak for yourself.
Just, you know, you could rent a hall.
Well, we all have potluck. Bring beans.
Don't think that idea wasn't tossed around.
Yeah, really.
I just like a confirmation.
Charlie Broyhill's idea was one that the management smiled upon. That was bringing in the 12-foot sub and everybody cutting off a piece of sandwich. That was his idea.
You know, I'd just like to know either if Ken is the one that vetoed this, because I know he wouldn't mind probably taking the rap for it. If he did, he'd probably get his rocks off in some way, knowing that, you know, that it was common knowledge. Or I'd like to know the names of the many people who objected that the very nice restaurant that everybody wants to go to was too far away.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jeremy hiding under his desk right now.
He is hiding.
Well, this is
not going to go away today. No way.
My desk.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hey, listen, have you seen the gerbil around?
Yeah. Yeah, he's standing right in front of me.
Ah. Hey, would you send him back our way?
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
He's hiding. He knows exactly where to go, where we can't reach him. He hides, and then finally we track him down.
I love to say, where's the gerbil? She says he stands
in front of me. Yeah, she knows.
Oh, now he comes by. Do you see the look on his face? Like, what? You want to talk to me? Big surprise.
He's the point, man.
All right, here he is now.
Ken's not here.
Here he is. He's like one of Hitler's bad guys. You know, when Hitler would order someone killed, he wouldn't do it himself. He would send one of his best generals.
Yes, and he's also the propaganda minister.
Oh, he certainly is. Hello, Jeremy.
Why, hello.
Hello, okay.
What is that device you have in your hand, Jeremy?
This is a portable CD-ROM drive.
Oh, that's wonderful. Why don't you put it down for a minute? We need to speak with you.
Fantastic. Listen, I'll give you one of two choices here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Either you can say the truth, as I think it is, that Ken said that he didn't want to pay the money to go to the nice place. Or would you please supply us with a list of the people who felt that Tyson's Corner was too far away?
Ken did not give me a reason, but he told me to move it closer.
He didn't tell you to move it closer. He told you to move it cheaper?
No, actually, he didn't tell me that.
Oh, so he said move it closer.
Mm-hmm.
Did he know the place that you were planning on having it?
Mm-hmm. No, come on. See, this is agonizing, man, because we're so close to the truth.
Mm-hmm. Very close to the truth.
Like the X-Files. The truth is not closer, because truth be known, I know where Ken Stevens lives. Tyson's Corner is pretty convenient to his house.
I would think so, yeah.
Why wouldn't Ken want it there?
I like the Tyson idea as well. Why don't you call and ask him?
There. That is the CBS way, ladies and gentlemen.
Is he on the train, do you think?
I don't know. He's probably still in Philadelphia.
All right, would you dial him up there, Charlie?
Thank you. So we think this is what are your thoughts on it? We think necessarily not the proximity, but it's more of a financial issue that Ken was probably concerned about.
I was completely behind the Tyson's thing.
Right.
I even spent a little time on a little menu.
Right.
But I think we'll have fun wherever we go.
Now, do you think it was a financial thing more than a proximity thing?
I have no idea.
You have an idea. Of course. You're a very smart man. Of course you have
don't
an idea.
Don't you think
idea.
It's bad for morale?
There's
for all the people?
Wait, Gordon's here. Gordon, yeah, come on in here. Gordon, come on in here, Gordon.
Yeah. Gordon is our man.
Here we go. G. Gordon Liddy now coming into the...
Hey, don't go anywhere, Jeremy.
Jeremy, don't go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Come on.
I love this ganging up on you.
Come on in, Jeremy.
Hey, come on in, G-Man.
Come on. Jeremy, stand over here with Gordon next to the microphone and enjoy this.
Is Mike live?
Yes,
it's live,
right,
G-Man.
All right, look, I was way over in Maryland, right?
And right.
I'd have to go all the way back and come all the way back here, which was fine. And I had talked Mrs. Liddy into coming. I said, you know, we're going to go to a really nice place.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
For once. I can't believe, you know, obviously, Ken Stevens must be out of town, right? Because for once they have a decent place.
That's right.
And I said, you know, it's the thing for all that stuff. So she said, okay, I'll go. And then afterwards, you know, we can dine there.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's fine. And you know, Mrs. Liddy is very particular about where she dines. And she said, you know, they had such a nice place where they had the Christmas party.
Right.
That maybe, you know, it'd be good. And I said, well, you remember this place. This is where we went and met the family of John Pop and his fiance at the time.
And
now
John knows
bride.
Good food. John knows where to eat.
John, oh, yeah. I mean, yes. he eats. So, at any rate, I don't know whether John's going to be there because he was just kneecapped today. You heard about
yes,
that.
Yes, knee poor surgery.
Knee surgery.
Wow.
They put the old corkscrew up his knee there. So, at any rate, you know, I just called Mrs. Liddy and she said, well, if you feel you have to go. I said, look, honey, I understand that it's the local Burger King or something down
there. Yes, it is, Jim.
That they're going to. I'm
right.
going to go all the way back. I'm going to ask. I'm came in here really to ask your advice.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, because you're with the company longer than I'm with the company and everything like this.
Right.
If I don't go tonight, is everybody going to be really bummed out and thinking,
No,
absolutely not.
Not with the new location, Gordon.
As long as it's down the street, it's diarrhea.
No.
I don't want to take Mrs. Liddy to a joint like that.
No, you're good for you.
Oh, my God.
Well, then don't.
Because it'll be my ass.
No,
she'll
fine.
Be all over.
You're covered.
I'll take her, you know. And then for a week, I'll hear about
her. She won't have a good time. Yeah, no. That she'll be on your ass about
guys,
it.
I just want to say congratulations. You got a great book.
Right the back at you, going to you.
Very, very well. And it's wonderful like that, but I don't think I'll be there tonight.
Gotcha.
All
okay.
right.
We'll
right.
pass along your best wishes.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Gordon. Well, and I want to tell you something. To those who work here, that's a morale downer right there.
That's right.
Because, hey, you're not going to be able to hang out with the G-Man tonight.
No. G-Man's not going to be there, and, you know, who can blame him? And you know, we can't blame him for not going.
I've heard several people say they'll only stay just but a minute.
Okay, sure. Hold on a second. Joining us now
from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
From Philadelphia. Are you on the train?
I'm about to be.
Ken, did you get a chance to hear any of that that Gordon was saying a moment ago?
No, they didn't have me on hold.
Listen, it was really a great moment because it was the three of us really coming together and uniting once again. You know, a lot of people ask me seriously, what brought us and Liddy together?
Right.
And the truth is, we want to defeat Ken.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I swear to God about that. That's true.
Sure.
So the three of us were discussing this party tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, the party... The first place the party was going to be was a great place.
Really, a terrific location. Everybody's very excited about it.
What the hell was that sound?
That's me zipping my zipper.
My God,
are
Ken.
You in the John?
Please, Ken, more promotional money?
Wow, what is going on there?
Do you think he's using the weight stretching system?
Right now?
Hey, Ken.
Ken, what the hell are you doing?
I'm leaving so I can catch a train and come to the party.
Yeah. Are you taking a leak?
Part of your plan to make sure I miss the train and don't come to the party?
No, we just were talking about the location of the party.
Okay, listen, here's my theory. And just please be honest with you, because I think we all know how evil you are down when you get underneath your skin.
Yeah, that's all we really want is honesty.
Listen, I thought that when you found out where the party was going to be, and it's a nice upscale place that would cost you a few bucks, you said, hell no, I'm not paying for that.
Right.
Because I heard you already pitched a fit about the bar bill at the Christmas party. So, and you said, no, put it at that cheap joint down the street.
Now, you know, we can live with that if we just get the honest answer.
That's not true.
It's not true?
Really?
It's true. They told me it was a place in a mall somewhere, and I said, come on. I want to find a bar by the radio station where we can have a party and have fun. I don't
Ken,
want a mall.
We could have had a party that you should ask your wife about. I bet your wife has been to that place.
Yeah.
That's a nice place, man.
It's too late now because I'm sure that room is already booked. Yeah.
Nobody, listen, I really had nothing to do with the decision.
Here we go.
Well, then who made the decision?
This is always the way.
Then who made the decision? Jeremy, did you make it?
Jeremy.
Ah, Jeremy. Oh, Jeremy happens to be here. Jeremy?
Tammy, come on in here. Tammy just came by and was going nuts, our promotions director. Tammy, you were nodding your head. You were demonstrating very emotionally out there. What's going on? Tammy knows these
this
things.
This is a Friday revolt right now. Right now. This is like in Planet of the Apes, man.
But let me just leave you with this.
Jeremy's in here, too, Tammy.
Waiting.
What?
The last thing I said to Jeremy was, Jeremy, you do whatever you want. I want to have a nice party.
Jeremy, is that true or not?
That's true.
Hold up to the mic.
Jeremy happens to be here now.
Yes. Yes, you did.
I love this. This is rare when we get these two guys in the same room.
Ken, so you know, Jeremy said that it was your decision not to have the party in the nice place.
Wrong.
Wrong.
I questioned the location of the event. I didn't question the niceness of the place. In fact, I couldn't tell you the name of the place now, except that I think he told me it was in a mall.
It is in a mall.
Yeah,
it is a very nice place.
But it's okay.
I mean, I was thinking like that's an Orange Julius stand.
No.
Not at all.
Location issue.
Oh, but listen, no, you're the guilty one here, I think.
Yeah.
Either that or like, you know, this happens a lot, too.
I'll be convicted because I'm not on the line to defend myself.
Well, this is good, though. This is good having you both here. Step up to the microphone, Jeremy.
You know,
please.
I think this happens a lot if you get Ken and Jeremy in a room together and you're trying to figure out who's lying.
Yes,
a lot of times Ken will say, I'm not lying, and even if he was lying,
right.
Like, Jeremy will have to be the one to say.
Of course.
You know,
it's the pecking order.
Because it's like Hitler and his lieutenants.
Yeah,
I won't be able to hear you when I hang up, so if he wants to trash me after I'm gone, it's okay.
All right, thank you, Ken.
Hi, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Ken.
Goodbye. Well, you guys are all the same.
Once again, a straight answer is given. We can never figure anything out around.
What did Tammy want to say? Does Tammy want to come in?
No, she doesn't want to come in.
No, she doesn't want to come in.
This building is filled with fear, ladies and gentlemen.
Ruled by fear.
Ruled by fear.
You know who I think might have made that decision?
Hold on. Don't go anywhere near me.
Let me call the woman who really runs this station.
Very good. Oh, my God. Really?
She could be the mystery player here.
Hello?
Hey, Miss Bobby.
Hello, Miss Bobby.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Listen,
this party, was that your decision?
Pardon me?
This whole thing with the party, Bobby, was it your decision?
My decision?
Yeah, did you have anything to do with it?
No, Jeremy did the whole thing all by himself. I told him how nice it would be to go out to Tyson's and for me to drive an extra half an hour to get there and stay here till 7 o'clock.
Here we go.
Oh, Jesus. Are you the one that put the fly in? No, no.
No, you know better.
Did you complain about how far away it was?
Well, actually.
Bobby, it's only 10 minutes away.
And no, it's not. It's a half an hour.
If Miss Bobby complained, you know, no one can underestimate this woman's power at the station.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
She's like, you know, with the Wizard of Oz. She's like, you know, the guy behind the curtain.
Absolutely. Pushing all the buttons, making everything work.
But it's nice to have it close, where everybody's already here.
I believe, Don, we have our answer.
All right, I got you. Thank you, Miss Bobby.
Oh, you're quite welcome,
Thank
dear.
You, Miss Bobby. See you at the party.
Yeah, oh, yeah, see you there.
Maybe. Bye. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to pull a Liddy.
Boy, that's incredible. Jeremy, I think she might have gotten you off the hook a little. Did she protest?
He's just nodding. Say it on the microphone, at least. Give us that. He's afraid to say anything about anybody.
I want everybody to be happy.
Well, we're not. Everybody's pissed. Everybody's pissed at you. Goodbye, Jeremy.
Goodbye to all of you.
See you later.
Goodbye.
There he goes.
Goodbye, you Nimrod.
Piece of equipment in his hands.
Yeah. Good job, Rob. Hey, slam the door again, Rob.
Slam it again. Yeah, baby.
Well, I didn't know that. That was that very good investigative journalism there at the end.
Yeah. How many games do the people of this station have to play?
Unreal.
Why can't they just say, listen, let's have a nice party.
Right.
You know, let's get all the employees together and have some good cheer.
Absolutely.
No, but no.
Oh, man.
No. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hello, my friend.
You want me to throw some more Vaseline into this one?
Some more Vaseline.
Where you're going.
What?
I've been to the restaurant you're going to.
Oh, don't say the name of the place.
I'm not going to say the name. I'm not going to have a stampede to your party. The place has been fixed up since it used to be Trey Diarrhea.
Yeah.
They fixed it up. It's nice.
Yeah.
The food is maybe a step above, but not possibly a step below the same dog food that Rudy's going to eat. It was horrible.
Well, see, we don't want to do that because, I mean, they're a fine establishment for what they do, and they're doing it. It's just not the kind of place we wanted to go to. We wanted to go to a place that was just in a different ballpark.
If they had offered it up as the original spot for the party,
then it would have been fine.
Everybody would have said, yeah, that's typical Ken Stevens.
And I've been there a bunch of times, and the food is fine. The food is fine there.
Since they've changed names?
No, I haven't been there since they changed names.
I went there.
Names, the food is horrendous.
All
right. That's how we want.
I just want to say, I've eaten there, and when I was done, my butt was bleeding.
Okay. You guys, the cranberry juice, right?
I'm not sure what happened.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, happy Friday, everybody. Right here in Satan's Playland.
Here it is.
And congratulations, everybody. Keep up the good work.
Way to go, buck passers.
That's how you keep people working hard. Okay, we've got a break. We'll be right back.
WJFK.
Any cold pasta?
There was some ziti, but it all got eaten.
The whole tray from last Sunday? Monsignor Jughead was here.
If you are referring to Father Intintola, yes, he was.
Mm.
He spent the night here.
The priest spent the night here. What happened?
Nothing.
And you're telling me this because...
You might hear something. Take it the wrong way. His car was out front all night.
You know what? This is too f***ed up for me even to think about. What'd you guys do for 12 hours? Play, Name That Pope?
He gave me communion.
Oh, I'll bet he gave you communion.
Excuse me?
Well, Carmela, the guy spends the night here with you, and all he does is slip you a wafer?
That's verging on sacrilege.
Oh, I didn't mean to verge.
What, you think I'm lying?
I don't know, but the whole thing sounds...
Would I have told you about it voluntarily if there had been anything to be ashamed of? Do I look like the friggin' thorn bird over here?
He's a fag. That's it.
Because otherwise, I've got to question what I'm hearing here.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will gladly render your body fat into soap and then grind up your bones to make bread. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
What'd you just give Mike?
Tickets.
What kind of tickets?
I guess they're baseball?
What kind of tickets?
Baltimore Orioles versus Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, this is a fact.
You never let it go, man.
Mike had this picture of Carl Yastrzemski that somebody gave him.
I was so excited, and he defaced it immediately. And it was so evil. It was so patently evil that even I had to laugh at it. And I kept it that way.
Mike had this picture of Carl Yastrzemski, a color picture, real nice.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, hey, I'm going to bring this home and frame this. Look how nice this is. Yeah. He walked out of the room, and I wrote in big magic marker, Yaz is a fag. I think I wrote it on his forehead.
No, you didn't. You wrote it at the... No. You didn't.
I didn't.
No.
No. No.
You wrote it at
the car.
You were responsible enough. You had one tiny bit of responsibility where you wrote it at the bottom. So if I really had wanted it...
I'm not as bad as I remember.
But
then.
I actually saved it, and I still have it with your defacing on there that said that. And I do want to thank Steve Rosenberg, who gave me these tickets. He's a very nice guy.
Rosenberg sounds Jewish. I bet Matt Elliott wouldn't like him.
Steve gave me some tickets last year, and he's done the same thing again this year. And it's the only time I go out to the ballpark, and thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Charlie, the experiment
is on.
It's on.
I've had no cancellations.
Fantastic. About an hour from now?
Yep.
Beautiful.
Very exciting.
I love it when the show moves at this speed. What are they doing? That is so queer when you guys high-five each other.
You see the way he waves at me when he comes into the studio?
Yeah, I know.
He gives you that little toodaloo wave, and then he high-fives Rob. It's very disconcerting.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi, I'm on my way to the car wash. It's going to still be 2 or 3 minutes before I get there.
I'm sorry, we're not...
My neighbor's daughter in the back seat, and the neighbor's daughter's a real screamer.
Well, we're not doing the honk for cash. I wish I could wait. I think we've got someone who's at a car wash now. Oh, hold on. Just in case, we'll keep you. Hold on.
All right.
That was John. Here's Justin. Hey, Justin.
Yeah, I'm here.
This is Justin from Austin, Texas.
Correct.
Justin, you're at a car wash now?
That is exactly right. The wind has rolled down. My dog is all ready, too.
What kind of a car do you drive?
I have a Dodge Dakota, a 97.
All right, is that a pickup?
Yes, it is a pickup.
Oh, there's just nowhere to hide, man.
All right, do you have the type of pickup that has that sliding window in the back? Okay.
The sliding. Okay, the sliding window's open.
You know what that is? That's the sound of the machine telling him.
Right.
Yeah, I believe this guy. That's the thing. Welcome to the car wash. What?
I'm ready to put you in the code. Y'all ready?
All right, do it.
Yeah. All right, let's go for it.
5-3
That's his code.
9 Stinko 7.
Thank you, Devin, for your car wash.
You hear it?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay, the only thing is, I would like, in return, you know, with the $100, I'd like a Blumpkin from the little Taco Bell dog.
Oh, wow.
That's your own weird fantasy.
Yeah. Enjoy yourself with that one.
Okay, we're approaching the interior of the car wash. Drive forward slowly, very slowly.
Now, are both of the door windows open also?
Absolutely, so Captain Geronimo.
So you got three windows open now.
What's happening to your phone? It's starting to weird me out.
Well, it's, you know, those things are always made of brick and stuff.
Yes.
I think the dog is worried, though.
The dog a little...
Yeah, he's looking funny. It's
time to freeze though now.
What? Who was that?
It was me.
It's cutting in and out.
Oh, his phone's cutting in and out. Okay.
It's one of these damn digital phones.
Is it starting?
It's starting. Here it comes.
All right, let me know everything that happens, please.
Okay, as it's coming through now, I'm getting a little wet because I have no shirt on. I didn't want to ruin my good shirt. I got to go back to class after this.
Right.
Okay, now it's applying the pre-soak still. Now, this is the deluxe car wash. We could be here a good 20 minutes.
Ah, good. Good man.
God damn, it's wet in here already.
Now, I don't want to hear that high pressure. You know what? Maybe this is what do you have, the pre-soak or something?
Yeah, it is the pre-soak. We're coming on, okay? Pre-soak, soaking. Uh-oh. The wrath of Khan is approaching.
All right.
Okay. Pre-soak, soaking. I'm just reading a little flashing deal here. Okay. It's coming through. The dog is anticipating the wrath of Khan also. Oh, he's freaking out now. Here we go.
Here we go.
Blaster, rocker, panel. We got the whole nine yards. Hear it?
Hold on. Yeah, just be quiet. Let us hear it.
Okay.
You know, the boys in the back room have just put a message on the computer. They think it sounds like his windows are up. Well, he's doing a pretty good job selling it.
It's too loud.
That sounds pretty real to me.
Okay, the phone's going out of the window momentarily.
All right, he used the S word there.
Oh, God, it's cold.
It stings.
And the truck is good and wet now, including the dog. Starting to get that putrid smell. Oh, it's just choking in here now. Oh, good God.
Well, it sounds real to me.
I won't have to shower.
This guy's a chatty one, isn't he?
He loves it. Loves giving us the play-by-play.
Now, there's no way that's the sound of the windows
up. Clear coat going now.
Clear coat. Oh, yeah.
Hey, watch the language. You know, I had to delete him again.
Oh, dear.
I got to wait for the phones to reset now.
Oh, man.
He said the S word two times.
The first time it was, S, that stings.
I believe him.
Yeah. I do, too.
Who back there didn't think so? Who put that on the computer?
Who is the great skeptic? Open that door again, Buzz.
Can you find out?
What's going on?
Who typed, oh, here he comes. Cannon Grace.
Cannon Grace, the great skeptic and fantastic hair wearer.
All right. Hi, fellas. I just didn't believe it because if you had, if you put the
God, phone, your hair. Your hair. Your hair looks like. You see that episode of Seinfeld last night where Julie Louis-Dreyfus was in that bagel shop and it was all humid and her hair was all pressed down, matted.
You know, if you wet that down, you'll have a perfect match for Oliver Hardy of Laurel and Hardy. You really will.
What is that, baseball hat head?
It's the baseball hat head and it's also the telephone.
Oh, your Time Life operator headset you wear.
Do you comb that front portion down a little bit over your forehead? Is that what you're going for?
I put the hat on right after I got out of the shower, so it's hat head to its worst.
Well, you know, that's almost an Adolf Hitler haircut.
It has that kind of wispy
The way that it comes like down in front like that?
Yeah.
That's a compliment, isn't it? In case you didn't know. So you didn't believe this guy?
No, I didn't believe him, because at first he was calling about something else, and I just don't believe him.
You don't believe him.
Do you, when you take a shower, do you have, like, your hat just hanging on a rack outside the shower and you immediately put
instantly.
It on when you step out?
I was running late today.
So all right.
Was there a shower today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
Okay. All right. All right, well, hold on. Let me get this guy back. I hear he's back now.
Are you guys hearing that?
Yeah, don't cuss anymore.
Are you guys hearing that?
Hey, Justin, please don't curse.
Don't what?
Don't cuss. And I should find out where this car wash is.
It's not over. It's done drying now.
And send some people out there to verify the fact that
we can do that. If we stay with him, we can do that. Even after he's done, we can say, where's your location?
Stay there, and if someone comes by and confirms it.
That's right.
Unless he decides to split the money with that person.
Yeah, or unless...
What? Several people here looking at me like I'm nuts. We got a guy filling his bicycle up with air.
All right, now are you out of the car wash yet?
I'm out of the car wash now and wet like a noodle. Dr. Homo would like me.
All right, well, now, Justin?
Yes?
I believe you. Mike believes you. I believe Buzz believes you.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
Cannon thinks you're pulling one on us.
Okay, well, let's just get a few people to verify this so Dr. Cannon will stand corrected.
I like that confidence. A few people. He's saying a few people.
Yeah. Sounded real. Sounded great.
Yeah.
Okay, here, let's get Guillermo over here airing up his bicycle.
Yeah, let's let us talk to him, all right? Not you.
Okay.
You just hand Guillermo the phone.
Guillermo.
Hey, buddy, could you come here in a second and verify something for these guys?
Make sure he speaks English.
Yeah, listen, you got to speak into the phone. I'm on a live radio show right now.
Now, this guy's a live wire, I believe.
Okay, this guy is Louis Lopez. He works at the Omni Hotel. and he's sporting the proud Texas cap here.
Okay.
Put him on,
Justin. Put him on.
Okay, Louie, here. Tell the guys that I'm so filthin' wet.
No. See, he blew it.
Hello?
Louie.
Uh-huh.
Is this Louie from the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Louie. It's Don and Mike. How are you?
Is this guy set?
Un poquito English.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought. Cannon, come here. Because Cannon just put something else up on my computer screen,
uh-huh.
And I don't know what happens on our telephones. He just put up that Justin originally called up as who?
Justin originally called up doing a character voice as Guillermo.
Okay.
Jorge's brother or something.
That speaks English.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Justin. What, Cannon?
Originally, Justin called up, and he was using the character voice as Guillermo,
mm-hmm.
saying that he was Jorge's cousin or, like, evil brother or something,
right.
And wanted to do a bit. And then when he said he was listening to the show and decided to go over to the car wash. So that's why I don't believe it.
I went to the car wash with my windows open.
Right,
okay,
now
Don, you there?
We need it. Hey, Justin.
Okay.
First of all, you have to put a little bit of a sock in it.
Hold on. Here's how I'm going to handle this. Justin, where are you located? Exactly where? You're calling from Austin, Texas?
Yes, I'm sitting over here in the Texaco car wash right now. I got another guy.
Hold on, Justin. What's your address?
I just gave it to whoever I talked to. I'll go get it here.
No, not your home address. Where are you right now?
No, the address of the gas station.
That's what I'm giving you. It is 2241 South I-35.
All right.
I got a guy right here that'll verify.
Well, you know what we're going to do? Not that we don't believe you, but we're going to wait through a commercial set and see if any of our listeners drive by there.
Excellent.
Because if you're lying, you know our listeners, they'll love to rat him out right away.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
And if you're sitting there, they can come by and they can check the upholstery in the car and they can check you and, you know.
We got a guy right here that might give you some information.
Well, we'd rather have it be someone that heard us ask on the radio
and then
came by. So, Justin, you're at the Texaco at 2241 South IH-35.
Correct. With the dog.
Those are some effed up roads.
Yeah.
Why don't you just have like everybody else like get on the 5 freeway?
The IH-4035.
Get on the Beltway. Get on 95. All right. Justin, hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on. Very close to winning some money there, Justin.
Yes, he is, and I still believe him.
Quick break, and we'll be right back.
WJFK.
I can't remember being surrounded by so much happiness. I'm so happy. I can't wait to come back tomorrow.
The Don and Mike Show.
Two solid men who work with their hands for ye. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The management of WJFK has decided that while ongoing negotiations continue, we will bring you the best of the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be back live soon. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, tip of the cap. Rob Spiewak went back and found this.
Yeah, car wash.
Right, get it? Car wash? All right, now here is... Here is Justin, listening to us in Austin, Texas. Justin?
This is Dana. They tell me to hold. I have his phone, and I'm here to verify it.
I'd like someone who's not on his phone, though.
Oh, okay. There's like 25 cars here.
Are there 25 people that showed up in Austin, too?
There are cars everywhere. And, in fact, the Texaco station's going to give him a credit to do it again with all the people standing around.
Well, I would go for, because then there would be a group of people.
Sure.
The good authenticated.
Authenticated.
They can authenticate it.
You know, we'll know that it really happened.
They can verify.
They can verify.
They can
authenticate it. authenticate. You know.
Authentic.
They can. You know. Let's make a new word. They can
authenticate
it. They can authenticate
it. He's going again.
What?
He's going again. Do you want him to take the phone?
I thought you were on his phone. Yeah.
I'm on his phone, standing here, but he's going in the car wash.
Right. Hold on a second. Let me see if I find someone else who's calling on their own mobile.
Meow.
From that same site. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hi. This is Ian.
Hi, Ian. Are you at the car wash?
I just watched him go in. She's standing there with a phone. He just went in with windows down and somebody else in the truck, I think.
All right. Can you get closer and give us a play-by-play there, Ian?
I can try to. I can get right behind him if you'd like.
Oh, okay. That would be great, Ian. Thank you.
Ian.
Ian, yes.
Ow.
And now the windows were all the way down?
Yeah, windows are down. Looks like his back window's open.
What's the make of car, Ian?
It is a Dodge Dakota truck. He's waving his hands in jubilation as the machine moves towards him.
Totally legit.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, turn down. Is that your radio?
No, it shouldn't be. That must have been. Okay.
It was. Okay.
Not now.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, Ian, can you describe to us what's happening?
Okay, the thing's moving back and forth. Now it's about to start, looks like. Hasn't started spraying anything yet.
Ian, does it look like he's enjoying the pre-soak?
He's enjoying what?
Hold on, Ian. Hold on a second. Let's go back to the other phone. Hey, Justin? Hello?
Yeah.
All right. Is this Dana?
This is Dana.
Dana, are you in the car with Justin?
I'm standing right next to the car. I'm even wet.
Can you give Justin his phone back?
Let's see if I can beat the water. Here we go. Ready?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Whatever's going on there, we got a good scene happening.
Hi, Justin.
Yeah. I'm in the car wash again.
Justin?
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, buddy.
All right, hold on now. Now, there's Justin inside the car wash here.
Right.
Sitting right behind him is Ian. Ian, what's happening?
Well, he just got the pre-soak. Now it's stopped doing something. It's moving forward. It's spraying a little bit of water all over the front of it.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when it goes to that high pressure.
I sure will.
It's prison like type hose.
Hurry up to do something.
It's gearing up.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, the S this stings right hose.
S this stings.
That's Southern egg. That's
all right,
Texas egg.
The blowers are going right now. The dryers are going all over the vehicle to dry off whatever was just sprayed on it.
The pre-soak.
I guess.
The pre-soak goo.
All right, hold on, Ian. I'll come back to you.
Sure.
Hold on, please. All right, let's go back to Justin.
Hey, Don.
Hey, Justin.
How's it going, buddy?
All right, Justin, I think we believe you.
I'm getting a monitor.
How come it sounds so different now?
Did he just say he's getting a Monica?
Yeah. I believe he's making a gag because, you know, the blow dryer's on.
Well, I should point out, though, that Dana was in close proximity to Justin.
Yeah. Justin?
Yes, Don.
Justin, why did you say you're getting a Monica?
Because I'm getting blown dry.
Ah, see, I know it.
You call it.
I get jokes. jokes.
Oh, I get it. I get jokes.
I don't get it. All right, Justin, are they splashing water on you again?
Okay, Don, I'm done, and I'm exiting the premises.
Oh, he's done, and he's exiting.
Okay, I'm exiting. I'm out here. You would not believe the traffic.
That phone had that little dropout happening in it again.
Justin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, hold on, Justin. All right, let's go back to Ian. Ian?
Yeah, he's done. He's out. He's in
out?
Shorts and a hat, and he's wet.
Oh, that's great. So you can verify that they didn't do it once, he did it twice.
Right. Twice.
Yeah, I think this was a shorter wash than the last time, but yeah.
Yeah, good man.
All right, way to go.
Wave him over, and can you get him to come by your phone?
I'm on the other side.
Honk your horn.
Hold on, he's coming over.
All right, good. We'll interview our champion here.
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a sec.
On a clearer phone, because it sounds like Ian's phone is crystal clear.
Hey, Ian sure is a nice guy.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah.
Justin, enjoy your $100. Congratulations,
okay,
Justin. Way to go. It's a Benjamin.
Yes, that is true.
A big old Benjamin.
Hey, Justin, how did your dog like it?
Well, I don't know that Winston would go for it again. I think two times enough.
Winston.
Now, I know when you mentioned, you said, oh, S, this stings. What were they spraying on you then when you said, S, this stings?
Well, I've never really been to jail and got hosed down, but I bet that's about what it was like.
All right. Good man. How wet is the inside of your car?
It would be wetter than, well, you know.
What kind of upholstery do you have inside that Dakota there, Doug?
It would be vinyl. That way it would soak up like a sponge. Right?
Beautiful. Hey,
it will stink with the hot summer months coming on.
Justin, you're a good man. Thank you for listening. And listen, tell that guy Ian to hold on because we're going to give him a prize, too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to call you guys back on mine.
Okay, do it. Thank you, Ian. Justin.
Okay.
Well, that's good. We got the verification. He went through twice. His car stinks. That's terrific.
Successfully done.
Way to go.
I threw out the challenge. They picked up the gauntlet. Hello? Dynamike?
Dynamike.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm actually at a car wash right now if you want me to do it again.
I know you guys have already done it.
I already shot the wad, sir.
All right. Well, thank you. I love
Thanks
you guys.
Thanks anyway. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
So, you know,
bye-bye.
No reason why sometime in the future
sure.
can't be done again.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. I was here with my two, my neighbor kid and my
Aww.
Kid.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Well, you can still give him a treat and do it anyway.
I'll pass.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hello.
I like that just tiny little bit of attitude there.
Yeah. I'll pass, pal. Don and Mike show. Well, I know how kids are.
Yeah.
You know, you tell your kids, we're going to drive through. Daddy's going to drive through the car wash now with the windows open.
Yeah, Daddy wanted the C-note.
Yeah. Now Daddy's got to say, we're not going to do it.
Daddy.
Hey, I got a question, a money question, because I've heard it a lot on TV lately. Maybe
yes?
you can answer this for me. What is a half a sawbuck? Or what is a
50
sawbuck?
50 cents, right?
What is a sawbuck?
What are you watching, the Western Channel?
I don't know what I was watching, but it came up twice. NYPD Blue.
I think $10 is a sawbuck.
So a half a sawbuck would be a five.
Yeah, because...
Oh, you could really take advantage of me. I thought it was 50 cents.
How much for a rib?
Hello? Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike. This is John from Ocean City. How are you?
Hello, John.
I got a car wash here if you want to do a game like that tomorrow when you're at Secrets.
Oh, thank you, my friend.
Okay.
No, thank you, my friend.
All right, just wanted to be of service.
We appreciate
right.
it.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
I'll be stopping up and see you tomorrow.
All right, good. Looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sawbuck is a 10.
Look it's it a 10. Okay, great.
10.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I would like to see Billy Joel with the Stinky Brewster.
Hey, Jorge.
Hello.
Jorge, you took a shine to Bruce Dern when he called in?
Well, Buzz never offers me anything.
Oh, dear. Yeah. He's right here, you know, Jorge.
Hello, Buzz.
Hello. Hello, Jorge.
This is Jorge, too, right?
See. Si.
And I hope that it's Jorge II. You know how the Super Bowls are Roman numerals?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not like T2, you know, Terminator 2 and the letter 2. This is Jorge II.
Yeah, a couple of pillars.
Yeah. Buzz, would you like to go see the Piano Man?
No, I'll pass on that, Jorge, but thank you anyway.
Buzz.
Yes, yes, Jorge.
My microphone smells like a beer.
I'll bet it does.
What did he say?
My microphone smells like a beer. Oh, God. A little Billy Joel action,
yeah,
Buzz.
Yeah. Oh, I got it. Right. Okay. All right. I thought it was something dirty.
You do a little Piano Man for him.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
See, I thought he was talking about, you know, his microphone.
Car wash or Bruce Dern.
What?
I wanted to tell you guys, it has nothing to do with... your car washer, Bruce Dern.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you guys, Rudy Marsky's supposed to be in a parade.
Oh, we know that, in Winchester, Virginia.
Yeah, Old Hicktown.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And I understand that Rudy's car that he's riding in will be running exclusively on methanol.
I think it'd be nice when Rudy comes by, if everybody either in the crowd either started yelling, Don and Mike.
Right.
Don and Mike.
Sure.
Or, you suck. You suck.
Nobody ever heard of him until you guys anyway.
Rudy.
You know, Rudy would flip out if he was on a parade route.
Sure.
If people start, all of a sudden, like 100 people, you suck. You suck. You suck.
What? Hey, Mouse, what are they saying to me? And isn't this like the Apple Blossom Festival?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'd love to see Rudy dressed like one of those Fruit of the Loom guys as the apple.
What?
We'll take pictures for you.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Bobby.
Oh, I was going to... Hey, what about the time when you got locked in the car wash in Ocean City?
Yeah, but that was not quite the same.
Well...
I mean, I was inside a car wash.
But you were... had to be rescued, I think, by the fire department.
Wasn't that when you were crying?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I was crying. And that was, I remember that. That was Thanksgiving.
And the other was crying, too.
That was a Thanksgiving day, because who goes to a self-serve car wash on Thanksgiving except, you know,
you.
Someone like me who's using any opportunity to get away from all of the extended family.
How did that happen, though? I forgot
don't
how
remember,
that
it was
happened.
One of
I
those,
don't remember. I don't.
It was one of those that was, like, the owner comes in the morning and has
right.
the big metal doors, and he opens up both sides up.
Right. Sure.
And I went in, and as I went in, because I was the only guy in there,
yeah.
I you know that thing where you got to drive on the sensor
yeah.
so that the stoplight goes red or green?
Yeah, it's a little metal plate that you have to bring your wheel up over.
Yeah, right. Let you know you're in the right place. I couldn't get it, so I was rocking back and forth,
mm-hmm.
and as I rocked back and forth,
they closed.
Both of the doors closed.
Wow.
Don't you remember that? And I was stuck inside a car wash on Thanksgiving.
But it was for quite a while, if I remember correctly, because the fire department had to sit there and wait for the
That's
to
right.
show up.
That's right, sir.
No water.
So you guys enjoyed dinner in the car wash.
Right. Right. All right, Mr. All right. Memory.
Thank you.
You know, it was kind of nice to take a look back at that one.
Hey, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Well, thought for a minute it might be Jorge 3.
Hello.
Good afternoon. How are you all?
Fine.
I think I knew this Bruce Dern lookalike.
Oh, you mean the guy that called us that wants the girl to go with him to Billy Joel?
Yeah, the Charlie guy.
Yeah?
Uh-oh.
I know him. If it's the guy, I think it is. His dog's much cuter than he is.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But is he a nice guy?
I don't know. He's kind of creepy.
Uh-oh.
Short and furry. Used to own a health food store in Ocean City, next to the, not far from your favorite taco place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Does he, did anybody ever notice him, like, digging holes in his backyard or anything?
I never saw any body parts.
Are you?
I used to walk by the health food store that he owned, and he asked me out one time. But, it's kind of weird, so I said no.
All right. So what would your advice be to the woman who boldly called him to go on a blind date with him?
Run like hell.
Run like hell?
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
Meow.
A little.
Hi, Charlie. Hello? Thanks so much for letting us come to the concert. And I just want you to know I have a purse full of pepper spray.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Buddy.
That was the greatest radio I've ever heard. I swear that was like hearing the first pictures from the moon.
Well, thanks.
Great.
You know, you need to get out more. Thank you, my friend.
I practically fell off my chair in the office.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Radio
All right.
God.
Goodbye. We got a break. We are coming right back.
Sorry, we're out of time.
We meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.